Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So, get ready to register. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Under the groove, one nation under the groove, baby. Boy, we out here riding, man, in the Chicagoland, man. I'm riding on the Cadillac, man, in the Escalade tonight. With both hands and one arm on the dope, baby. We got my hand on the wheel, riding down to Chicago, checking these preps for these cats that I'm finna put on the on my stove, on the stroll for Cadillac, baby, because I got to make them in the midgets, baby. Get me my money. You dig what I'm saying? Hey, I just want to take one time out to say Hello, bruhs. World is one nation under a groove on Friday, funky night, baby. One more time with the Cadillac and Baby Boy Show. I want to take this moment, thank God, thank all my fans and all the people that tune in to make this show happen, man. Because last couple weeks, the Cadillac had a flat or two because he was down, but he didn't escalate. Now, he had to move out the room. He had to get in the Escalade. It's time to change gears. Now, if you know what I'm saying, we at the round table. Hey, I just want to tell everybody thank you for your prayers and all your everything you said. I appreciate it. The Cadillac back on the move. You at the Cadillac and Baby Boy Show again. Baby Boy, how you feeling tonight? Because the Cadillac is on. We're in the Escalade tonight, baby. We like limos. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got my arm up upside the window with my other rubbing my leg, you know, just chilling and riding and enjoying the scenery in Chicago because it was a nice day today. We just riding around enjoying the weather, like, you know, just laid back
I will. You know, man, that's how likes and players do on this side of town, man. When you're in the side, you got to look that way. And I'm looking for the midgets, man, because they got them boots filled. They've been paging me all night. Well, I had to bring the Escalade out. So when I bring the layout, that means I got the brakes, baby. They say I got to bring the bank. So daddy got to do what he got to do. So I'm looking for all them strugglers and stragglers out there, man, because I'm coming to cut their heads off and get my money. It's that time. So tonight's topic, what do you think tonight's topic should be about tonight, baby boy?
I think tonight's topic should be, should street cars have a trans brake? Do
street cars with a trans brake?
Should they have a trans brake? And you call it a street car or a streetable car, and you driving the car around, you going to the wherever you go with it, and you say it's a street car, and you come to the track and try to engage with these guys. Should you have a trans brake in your car, and you call it a street car?
Okay, we're going to go with that topic.
Your mic is open. Okay.
What up, Biz? So,
hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Biz? What's going down, bro?
What's going on,
check it out, man. We got 60 degrees up here today, boy. So close your mouth. Don't be saying that. Don't call with that information. We got some good up here today.
Now, y'all got 50. Now, everybody always like to embellish. When they run in 8 seconds, they say they run in 7. You know, y'all have some 50 degree weather. Y'all didn't have no 60. Now stop it.
Hey, Biz, you know what? I shouldn't even have to say this to you, Biz, but I think you done forgot because it done slipped your mind. You know, when it's 40, it feels like 60, baby, because, man,
yeah,
we're like a heat wave up in
right.
Us, man. Come on now, Biz, man. I might have to strip you of your name, take that job, man. You act like you don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
No,
he
don't know. Hey, Cadillac, I think Chi-Town Biz needs to be Chi-Town Biz because I got love for Chi-Town Biz. He's still 100 ever since the day I met him. He's still the same guy. So he's Chi-Town Biz to me.
Oh, well, hey, you know what, baby boy? Ain't no doubt, but I got to keep it 100. He forgot now. Now he going to kind of contradict me and tell me, well, you know it's really it's 40, but you said 60. He already know we get anything above 20. It's always 100 up here with us because we can move around, especially when the street drops. He just forgot. So one thing I do is let him know, bring it back.
I'm always going by what you said. It's like locking in a race. I only go by what you said. You say you got a small block, you got to have a small block. You say y'all had 60-degree weather, and y'all did. So now you want me to read into something that you're saying.
Technically, we did have 60-degree weather.
If y'all had 50-degree weather today, I'm sure y'all had girls outside with booty shorts on.
Hey, Biz. Now, you know they put some spanks on and do just that, Biz. You know that.
Yeah.
If it's dry, we going up on the skyway and get down. You know this. This
hey,
is our town, man.
Show
hey, guys,
up
you got
for
Terry.
A race tonight.
Terry on the line to SVO. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, T?
Cadillac, you ain't doing nothing. Sit in your lane.
Huh? I said, you ain't doing nothing, Cadillac. Sit in your lane.
Hey, T, wait a minute. Hold on, T. I'm in the Escalade, man. I'm looking low. I'm trying
exactly.
to see what I can turn over. That's all I'm doing, T. I'm in my lane, baby. I got you. We done. Just let
where
me know
at?
When you're going down on them. That's all I want to know.
Hey, as for your topic, baby boy, I'm kind of torn between the two, man. I think a streetable car can have a trans brake in it, you know, because you know if you got a trans brake and you want to stiff it daddy foot brake, then you can stiff that. But I think no matter what you got, because I don't think a trans brake make it not a street car. I just think because it you know it helps you leave harder. You know,
if you're
on a street racing and you use that trans brake, it may come to your disadvantage and blow your tires off. But you know, when you have the track, you want to use every advantage that you have. So I don't think a trans brake would make it not a street.
So you saying you can't use a street, Liz? You saying you can't use a trans brake on the street?
I said
no, you may not.
On some streets, you may not be able to.
So listen, Biz. That's the reason. The topic came in my mind because I know a lot of guys still in 2014. They still use the foot. They foot truck. They car. You dig what I'm saying? And I was trying to understand because by me not having a car and me being a fan, I was trying to get the topic to a guy that's knowledgeable. To the fact of a trans breaking the guy foot breaking it.
Well, I mean, of course you can leave harder trans breaking, but I don't think that necessarily says that makes it not a street car. I think it sure could be a streetable car with a trans break. You know, so you know, that's just my opinion. You know, and everybody got one, but I don't think that negates it from being a street car. Having a trans brake in, because you can have a trans brake in a car and still only run 13 seconds. So, you know, I would say that it's not a street car.
Well, I think it depends on how you want to race. If you want to go on the footy, you want to go on the trans, whatever your preference is. If you think you got more advantage, then that's what you use. Whatever's more effective for you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a power additive. Some people got nitrous, some people got turbo. You got whatever works for you. Do you still jump in the ring with a cat that got turbo and you got nitrous? If you don't think you can get away, you need to stay in your lane like somebody else. Just get on the phone and say it. Stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to feel that if you feeling yourself, hey, tell them, give you everything in drag racing and try it. That's a race. Sometimes you got to take a gamble. What would you say about that, Biz?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the main thing is, bring action to the track by all means necessary for the fans. You know, fans pay that $15, that $20 to get in. They want to see some racing. So
right.
But the question at hand was, you know, is a street car if it has a trans brake? I would say yes.
Right.
I would say yes. You know, I still think it still could be considered a street car if it's full interior. You can drive it on the street. It's to me, it don't necessarily have to be licensed and insured.
So what I'm saying is. Do that makes a person deter from trying to race you? Because you got damn near everything that a race car got because, you know, as far as the electronics part of the car?
No, honestly, man, what makes a street car is if you can drive it on the street. You know, license insured don't mean it's not a street car. If you could take that car on a 30-mile cruise, and, you know, and you got to be careful with that because you could take a turbo car, you know, a low compression car, you know, and go on a 30-mile cruise, and it's a straight-out race car. But, you know, it's a lot of things that come with a street car. I mean, it's what you stipulate. You know, you must have an alternator. You know, you must have a is a street car, a true street car got a factory gas tank. You know what I'm saying? You got a person that put a fuel cell in their car. Hell, that ain't no street car. Street cars don't come like that. You know, so it's all about how you stiff the street car. You know, hell.
Hello. Can I intervene, please? Because he going way off in left field. How everybody doing?
Come on in, Brad, man.
Chi-Town Biz get to get an introduction, but he just throw me right in all the time. Just go on in. I got to cut folks off to get on the line. I don't appreciate that. I'm sending a petition in about
hey,
your right
man.
I
hey,
think
man.
Everybody
ain't
going to
get you nowhere, man.
Hey,
jealousy ain't
going to
get you nowhere.
You live in the South now. You's a country bumpkin now.
Thank
you ain't no.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Hey. Yeah. Jealousy will get you nowhere, man.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with jealousy.
Hey,
it got something to do.
Just because I'm in the country, I don't walk outside barefooted. I got shoes on when I go outside. I don't walk on rocks.
You out there doing. They say you out there walking in the soil. You got some orange soil that you be walking in planting trees and collard greens out there. So don't do that, bitch. Now let me get on the topic.
But he don't got no, Fred, man, the man don't got no clay dirt he walking on, man. You say on
yes,
rocks.
Yes, he do, man. It's the South. This the South, Georgia Reed. This the South, man. We plant collard greens and clay, brother, for real. Now, let me get on the topic you have at hand. How's everybody doing? I want to make sure I said that. But the topic you have at hand, how you going to ask a true grudge racer about a foot brake car? That's something a class racer needs to address, like myself. Should a trans brake be in a street car, guess what? If that man drive that thing on the street and he getting action on the street, why not? Can a fuel cell be in a street car? Why not? It's safety. So all that.
Explain yourself.
Yeah.
What's more safer than a stock fuel tank than a fuel cell? Why is it safer?
Do you want to? You need to call my show Monday morning at 11 o'clock. I would explain that to you.
I'm a colored man with a job, so I can't call your show at 11 o'clock because I'll be working. Now, tell me why you on the Friday night show, baby boy, and can I go? Why is it more safer to have a fuel cell than a regular gas tank?
Let me address that, what you said. For the people, for the fans out there that are listening, I am also a working man with a job as well. Just in case the fans got tapped in, just because they call me bread, man, it's because I deliver bread, not because I'm making it over here. So, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you may have a money tree in your backyard. But
now, don't have these folk kicking in my door with it. Now, cut that out. Now, you over there with a collard green farm over there and everything with big bones inside of it. Don't do me like that.
Tell me how is it safer to have a fuel cell than a regular gas tank?
Well, let me tell you how it's safer, since that's the new topic. I don't know, but just to be short, a fuel cell is plastic with foam in it. Keeps fire off. A gas tank is combustible, therefore it would explode. So there's the biggest safety right there as far as that is concerned. A fuel cell is much safer than a gas tank. Now, if anyone would Google that, and that way, because you know how y'all is on this show. Y'all like to go and find where's Harold Martin at? Can I get him on here? Can anybody answer my question I asked a couple weeks ago?
Well, you don't think that's for guys like me, Brad, man? You don't think that's knowledge for me because I don't know? You don't think I should call a guy that knows? I'll call you if I don't know anything. I'll call Mr. Brad, man, and ask Mr. Brad, man. Man, get Mr. Brad, man, on the phone because Mr. Brad, man, a little bit more knowledgeable about the situation than me.
Baby boy, listen. Let me explain something to you, baby boy.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever met a let me ask you this question. Have you ever met a coach, a football coach that never played football, but he's one of the best football coaches it is?
No.
Well, see, baby boy, that's how I look at you. See,
you
I didn't get a chance.
Go.
That's the reason
for me asking the questions, because I don't know. So since now listen what I'm saying, Mr. Britt. Now me asking the question, don't get mad at me because I'm asking the question, because I'm trying to get knowledge in you, and you knowledgeable, and I accept you and respect you as a man. I think you should, you know, I'm not trying to be butthole about, you know, asking you the question. I don't know. And by me not knowing, I think by you being an elder and by you being in drag racing, the history of your drag racing history, I think you should tell a brother that don't know a fan.
Well, baby boy, let me watch this right here, because you sound like you're starting to, your blood pressure starting to rise now. We have to watch you. I enjoy, first of all, the love that you got for the game. And see, that's what I was just trying to tell you. I'm not knocking the fact that you, some of the topics you have, you do ask questions, and this is what you love. You love the grudge game. Now, I'm not knocking that. Who I'm knocking is this guy that's introduced on the show as Mr. Biz, and they just throw bread in there. See what I'm saying? And we stay in the same state. See what I'm saying? Now, he came on here and said that a streetcar with a trans brake can leap harder than you can on a foot brake. My question to him is,
hold on one second, Brad, man. We got some background noise. If you're on the air, could you please mute your mic? Because that's being very disrespectful. Because we can't hear what the other person is saying, because with that distraction. Thank you. 1-800 Cadillac down. Go ahead, Brad, man.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I was just looking for the green light. You know what I mean? When you give me the green light, I let off that trans brake. Bam! Now, like I was saying, I heard Biz come on here and say that a trans brake, they ain't through with Cadillac, 1-800, they can't get it. It's like Cadillac, come on now.
Hey, hold on, Brad, man. Hey, can we have some respect on the show? Can we act in order? Let's be men here now. Come on, we ain't having that now. We having a good show. If you want to be on here, you're welcome. If you ain't with it, then I think you should change your station. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bread, man. One time.
Everybody go to mute. Everybody go to mute if you're not talking, even though your mics can be open. We got on here. Ben said that a trans break, you're allowed to leave harder. My theory is a trans brake allows you to leave at a higher RPM. It doesn't allow you to leave harder. Foot brake guys have big converters. Say, for instance, if you have a street car and you're riding around with a 3,000 stall, well, if you put a 5,500 stall in there and flash it, you can leave off the foot brake just like you're on a trans brake. And depending on what type of chassis you have, you can leave harder than you can off of a trans brake. So let me get that straight.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the same particular car. If you have a 5,500 stall in one particular car and you foot brake that particular car, and then you put a trans brake in that particular car, will you better leave harder in that car on a foot brake or a trans brake in the same car?
Well, you were distinguishing where it was. If it was on a street, the foot brake would be harder.
No, that's the way you took it. I was speaking just like you're talking now. You leave harder in that particular car. That particular car, whatever car that you foot brake it, if you put a trans brake in it, you'll be able to leave harder in that particular car on a trans brake juxtaposed to foot brake in that same particular car. So carry on, sir.
Biz, tonight is Friday, and I'm finna give it to you raw. The bread man, one time for your mind. Biz, you got on here and said just what you just explained. Now, what I'm doing is rebutting what you said by using the fact that you would leave, you're using a streetcar with a trans brake. Yes, it can have a trans brake. That's the question. That's the question at hand. Yes, a streetcar can have a trans brake. Now, will it leave harder off the foot brake versus the trans brake? On the street, yes, it can leave harder off of the foot brake versus the trans brake. That's my opinion.
I disagree.
Break yourself, fool!
Me well, too.
Go ahead and tell me how you disagree.
Off the street, it may hook up better, leaving off a foot brake on the street, because you can't, I mean, first of all, it's only so high you can take the R's without the car moving with a foot brake. You know, with a foot brake, you may have a 400 star, you may be able to take it to 4,000. You may be able to take it to 4,000. But on a foot brake, you probably can't take it to 4,000 because the brake can't hold the car. It's going to move. So, therefore, trans brake puts it in that intermediate spot where it's not in drive. So there's no way you can fart on a foot brake. Now, you may make a cleaner pass on a foot brake, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about leaving hard. Now, you may get on a trans brake and blow the tires off. That's not what we're saying. We're saying which one you can leave harder. Always to leave harder on a trans brake because you can take the R's up higher. Am I right or am I wrong? Or am I misunderstood?
You're right.
That's case closed.
Well, that's y'all opinion. This is what I'm saying here.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. How would you know that a car is leaving harder on a trans brake and a foot brake? How would you distinguish that? Let's get to that point.
The RPM that is leaving.
Well, how would you gauge how it's leaving harder between the
two? Recall your tag.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, because if you're on a foot brake, Bradman, if you're on a foot brake, if you take it, say you had a track, and you had the light, you bump it in, you can only go so high with the RPMs or you're going to red light. You're going to crack. The brake can only hold it to a certain RPM. But with the trans brake, you go high as you want to go, or high as it will go.
There you go.
Somebody just came in, and that's what I'm talking about. I get these folks piling in.
Forget how high your tack can go. Forget whether it's a tack or not. Look here. A trans brake does more than just launch the car. It allows you to free the brakes up on the car. That's what makes a trans brake leave harder.
It allows you to do what?
It allows you to free the brakes up on the car. If you're a brake trucking that car, you're going to get so many RPMs out before the tires start to turn over because the brake's not going to hold it no more. So that's
exactly
what a trans brake does. It allows you to hold it.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you, Ben. Hey, Ben, since you moved, I don't find myself wanting to agree with you much since you moved and knocking my city, but I have to agree with you now.
I'm gonna tell you this. I got a special program for you Monday on Jay Barnes Show. So you make sure you tune in to Jay Barnes Show Monday. I got a surprise for you. But other than that, carry on. Go ahead, finish what you gotta say.
But no, a trans brake allows you to leave harder, man, simply because not simply because of one thing, but a few things. But one thing allows you to free your brakes up. And it's like that car is in neutral, and it shocks the car. If you brake choke a car, when you brake choke a car to a certain RPM, your tires started creeping. Now you're losing what torque you have now. And I heard Bradman say earlier about launching a car from a foot brake, will that leave harder? Because you don't get the height of RPMs. All my life of racing means it launched harder. So I could never carry cars high in the RPM range on a foot brake as I can on a trans brake.
So D, I don't mean to cut you off. Now listen. Do you think that it's taken away from the driver when he can brake torque the car and leave with the car more so than getting on a button and leave with the car? You think it takes more fun out of the driver of the car?
I understand what you're saying. Let me answer this way. I'm an old school drag racer that has nothing against technology. Nothing. So if he is comfortable using that trans brake, use it. If you're comfortable foot talking your brake, just know you're not going to leave his heart, but use it. So no, it doesn't take to me. It doesn't take anything for a driver. I think it adds to a driver.
Can I say something?
Technology is done to add to, not take away.
This is my opinion. Only time a person needs a foot brake in a drag race is if he's giving somebody the brake. If you give somebody
the brake. Only time a person needs a foot brake is when he's trying to stop a car.
No. What I'm saying is on the starting line, only time I think somebody should foot brake is when you're giving somebody the lead, the brake.
Look at this business. What you just said, and you can sit at home and do this right now. Take your finger and put them together, and hold your foot to the floor and tell me which way you can move the fastest.
That's not what I'm saying. Listen. You may be able to move your finger fast off that trans brake, but damn it, you'll get burned down too. You'll get burned the hell down on a trans brake trying to wait for somebody to go.
I've seen guys get burned down on foot braking.
You can't get burned down on foot braking. You
can't. Yeah.
Why you can't?
No, you can't.
How you can't?
Because your motor ain't going to be that high.
It ain't going to be that high.
Come on,
but
man.
But I'll tell you one thing, D. If you give me the brake, I guarantee you, not only are you going to lose the race, you're going to need a new transmission. Get on that trans brake.
What?
You're going to need a new transmission converter or something. Huh?
I tell you what you do. I will take a foot brake and beat a trans brake any day with my car.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. I bet you I will. It's all in on your light.
Off the light. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Okay,
all right.
Oh, then I got to do a 60, baby.
Can I say this right here, please? Can I say this right here?
Yes,
what I wanted to say before everybody take this out of context, all I asked is, was how can you gauge whether or not a foot brake makes a car leave harder or a trans brake? That's all. That's the only question I want everybody to remember.
Okay.
That
Brent, you know what?
Man,
here you go. Here you go. Check your 60-foot. Check your 60-foot time.
Thank you. That's what I wanted you to say.
Your 60-foot.
Now, if y'all look at your 60-foot, and I told y'all, I gave y'all a scenario. If I put a bigger, I'm a bracket racer, so I foot braked a long time. And I'm telling you that when this guy got on here talking about it, the trans brake holds the transmission and converter at a certain idle. It allows your motor to go up. A foot brake, you can adjust your back brakes and have a line lock that's still considered a foot brake to hold your rear tires so that you won't.
So Brad, do that.
Swell your converter up if you have a line lock on your car. Do that. Swell your converter up. Cause I heard guys say, well, he left me in the light too long.
And it
ballooned
the converter. They said ballooned the converter.
What you're saying, Brad, is
a twofold. It's one of them things I call theory. It works in theory, but in actuality, it don't always work. They would not be using trans brakes if foot brakes was still the way to go. Now, you said you're a bracket racer. We all know that. How many guys you know in the field you race in are foot braking their car versus how many are trans braking their car?
Well, let me put it to you like this here.
No. Answer that question first, sir.
Hold on a minute. Y'all jumping around, and y'all see, I'm not going to get on here tonight. I'm going to answer your question, but I'm going to answer it accordingly. I'm going to ask you this right here. How many people use a pro tree and foot brake, and how many people use a bracket tree and grudge rate? Okay, answer that question for me, sir.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, how many people use a pro tree to foot brake?
I'm fogging. I'll be back in 1 minute.
How many people use a pro tree to foot brake?
How many people how many people grudge race that foot brake? Put it that way. How many people?
Nobody that has a trans brake, foot brake, in grudge racing.
Go ahead.
Unless they're giving somebody the brake.
Unless they're giving someone the brake, I agree. Now go ahead. What you saying, Mr. Fredman?
What I'm trying to say is, In grudge racing, you use a 400 tree, a 400 pro tree, right?
Right.
It gives you a 400 reaction time, you know, 405, 420,
right.
Okay? Foot breakers normally use 500 bracket trees, which the ones that blink down. So you're able to leave at a position of the last bulb. They call it bottom bulb racing. It's blinking down, so you're able to anticipate when your green light is going to come on, and you can foot brake. You can have a quicker react time on a tree like that.
No, you can't.
Okay, that's your opinion. The theory is correct, sir. That's your opinion on what you're saying, but the theory and what I'm telling you is correct.
No, you're not. They wouldn't have spent multi-billion dollars to develop a trans brake if you can do just as well off of foot braking. No, you can leave. You can be a
no. Bradman is correct. Bradman is correct in what he's saying. It's just the percentage that's wrong in.
That's what I'm saying.
I may run 20 races. Hell, one I might cut a perfect bull.
Not in theory. In percentage. Please, you can time yourself. Mm-hmm. You can be a foot breaking king. That's fine. But everybody's not. And more people.
Hey man,
rely
this is what we do. Bradman Cox gonna be out this year. And damn it, when he grudge race, he can't trans break. He got a foot break.
Unless he
how many reaction times and 60-foot times he wins. He don't get his back blowed out.
I would lock any one of y'all in that want a foot break with me.
No. We trans breaking, sir. No, you foot break.
Listen, Biz. Listen what the question was. This is why. We have to get on.
I'll lock you in on foot break. When you want to do it?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
There you go, butt naked.
Oh, shit.
You know what, butt naked? First of all, butt naked, you want to arm wrestle. You want to wrestle. Now you want a foot break. Whenever you ready, butt naked. Whenever we can do it down at
all. I'll be back together in about 2 weeks, I hope, as the Lord willing.
Well, hey, my nigga, all I'm going to tell you, you know what my motto is now. I only run owner-operators. That's all I run. Don't come to me talking about your drive.
I don't drive, but I will for you. I will get back in the pilot.
That's fine.
We don't have that junk at the north.
I want to make a comment. Go ahead. I apologize for cutting somebody off. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about the foot brake and the trans brake. Is that Will that was talking?
Yeah.
What's up, Will? This is Rob.
Now, who is this?
Rob.
What up, Rob?
Yeah, I got a question. I do them both. I have grudge race on the foot brake, and I have grudge racing with a trans brake. It's just based off how the track is hooking. I had I bracket race with the foot, and I bracket work race with the trans brake. What I like about the trans brake is it's more consistent on that tree. And
that's
and
the only thing I'm saying. That's the only thing I was saying. The consistency is better with the trans brake, letting go of that button. That's all, because it takes, don't get me wrong, I understand what Brad and Van saying. You can be doing it so long where you can participate, you know, and so I understand. They developed that trans brake for a reason. It works.
Right. And, well, and as far as my 60-foot from a trans brake and a foot brake, it ain't really much difference with my car. I'm on a motor, so it's really not much difference.
I've seen people on nitrous, and it's not that much different either. Some cars are set up better. Some cars react better with the trans brake. That's all. All of them don't.
You're right. You know that you both of your guys are right. But what I want to add is when they came out with the trans brake, what also followed with the trans brake was a delay box. That was to better bring the field closer together. Real drag racing started by foot braking. It had to deal with your reaction time versus your car reaction time.
And it started with four speeds, too, but that was back in the day. That's what technology did.
Exactly. Now, when they brought trans brakes in, they had delay box right behind them. So that's how you see these guys keep reaction times around the 10s or 20s to win these races. Now, I'm going to ask y'all, how many, if y'all, you know, whoever on the line that got race cars or race organizations, go and look back into your logbook and see how many times y'all double-O'd and matched that to. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Match it to what?
Match that to what foot breakers have, or someone that has a foot brake log, match that to that and see what the differences
are. And I tell you what, Brad, man. You just made a statement about how good you are on that foot brake. That young man just came in, Rob. I'm willing to bet that he'll knock you off. He's a bracket racer, too, and he's got a trans brake. And I'm willing to bet that he can double O better than you can, longer than you can, more consistent. And remember, he's around 30 years old, too.
Hey, I take that challenge.
Well,
all
I'm gonna say, sir, is every dog has his day. Every dog has his day, and I'm the type of dog that I'm not in a fence, or I don't have a chain on me. So if I see him in the street, know that he bred, man. I will have my dog chain around my neck.
Hey bred man, so you say you a stray dog?
I have my little dog with me too.
Hold on, Brett.
Check this out here, Brett, man. I like that attitude because I'm one of them dogs, too. I don't have no chain on. I get down. Trust me. Oh, 14, watch this here, baby. It's going down. I'm looking for him. Get to the line. Let's get it in.
No, hey, baby boy, ain't nothing straight about Brett. I'm a champion breed. Believe that.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just asking, Mr. Brad. I was just trying to clarify what you said now, brother. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, no, I know how you meant it. I just wanted to straighten you on what I meant, sir. I'm a champion breed. Now you can take that and run with it. Brad man, one time for your mind.
Hey, Brad, don't be trying to check nobody, man.
Hey, y'all know I keep it real on here. Y'all know I keep it real on here. But when y'all let butt naked on here, something just happened to me, man. I'm serious. I'm ready to drive Alabama
Bree.
Tonight. I'm ready
Bree.
To drive Alabama. I'm just letting y'all know.
Bree, let me ask y'all a question. I want to ask you, Will, Bill, and everybody else that's on the phone. I want to ask y'all a question about something. Been eating at me a little bit. I told Jay Barnes about it last night. You know, down here, this track that we had out here is Phoenix City, and they really won't rent or let nobody lease the track or rent the track for anything of that nature. So, therefore, they called me last night and want me to run this guy by the – y'all know Hood Rat. Everybody on him pretty much done heard of Hood Rat or know Hood Rat. At the Grudge Fest on the 27th of April, I think it was. April or something. And they want me to do that. And he said, well, if you bring him down here, we're going to let you get the track on a Saturday. If I come rent him and treat them right with a price by coming and rent him down there. But he, I talked to him about it. He won't make the race right. He got a backhand car with 33s on it, wheelie ball. And all I want him to do is take the wheelie balls off. For you to put 29s on, whichever one he want to do. And he won't do it. But in order to get that track, and it can be a Grudge Inc. event, that's what I got to do, bring him. But I'm going to get it in a contract. What y'all think about that?
Well,
so I don't want to just race the man and lose. I don't like to lose.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I mean, you know, I'm gonna just keep it real with you. I thought this would be something you saw in the background.
Keep it real. That's why I asked y'all.
One thing about if I had to run chemo or this guy that this man just throwed on me, right? Notice that I'm letting the brother know I'm not afraid to lose. If you lose, you learn. And especially if it's gonna better, if you want something, that track they don't lease out to nobody. They have not let any promoters go to that track because that track stay packed. So if I went and they gonna pay me to run somebody at their event, and I'm gonna turn around, they gonna pay me $2,000 whatever. I'm just throwing a number out there to come and run somebody. I don't care if he got nitro in his motor and he got me out there. And a couple months later, I go down there and double or quadruple what I made that night. Come on now, that's, you know, you, hey, you know what
you
I'm
got,
saying?
You got to look at it from a standpoint. You being paid to come do something.
Exactly.
I mean, if you want to do that, I mean, at the same time, you know, you got to know if it's even worth doing it, because the thing is, if they're gonna let you get it, they're gonna let you get it.
Exactly.
I mean, you got everything. All cars got to be on the table to know what it is you're doing. And I tell you what I felt about that day. I wouldn't do it on that day anyway, because it ain't. That's the only reason why they.
When they trying to do this?
I think DJ.
I can get
the track on my hand Saturday, but the race is on the Sunday. The race is on the Sunday, but I can get the track on Saturday. And Saturday that I want.
But I'm looking at my fans.
My fans
going to
come.
So, if you get that one dude to the track, they want him to come to the track?
They want me to run that one dude, but he got 33s on the car and wheelie ball.
Right.
I talked to him personally after the dude called me, and him with either he can put 29s on it or either take the wheelie balls on. He won't do it. Just to make the race fair for me.
I would run them. I mean, it's Grudge Racing. I would run that brother and turn around and lock and tell everybody, hey, Saturday we're going
to
be
happy. You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4.
Can we have a mic open, man? Can you guys mute y'all mics, man? Because these guys are trying to talk and let.
Message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, what I'm saying, I think Butt Nigga might be a little afraid that he probably won't be able to get his race back. Also, I don't know. Is that what you're trying to say?
I wouldn't care, DJ. DJ, I wouldn't care if you ran me back or not. To go and have a payday.
I understand what you're saying, but you got to understand. You got to understand the other thing is you don't know the history that they got and how they go back and forth. You know, so, you know, but
they
want the race, let's want them to make the race right.
I understand what you're saying, man.
You just talking all money. You ain't talking about with no pride or nothing. He got some pride going down in that part of that.
Pride kill more folks than cancer. Y'all do the math.
Yeah, don't running after every dollar kill more than that though.
Hey, he ain't running. Coming to him. They came to him.
They making him work where he don't, making him do something he don't want to do.
Well, that's what
every
I said.
Every dollar ain't a good dollar. Every dollar ain't a good dollar. But they can't
but
hurt
you.
But
no, no, it's still a win-win for him. It's still a win-win for him. They just want some. They just want him probably to come down there and show us faces at
they
his track.
Wanna,
they
track,
wanna,
they want a crowd, man. They go. They know it's gonna draw a crowd.
Right.
They need a headliner. That would be a big headliner for them. That's
what that
is.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's like this. If the money, right, or if they giving you the day for free, I would say, yeah, do it. But I mean, it depends on both situations. I mean, they ain't doing it.
You know, I got to pay them to get the track. Now they ain't giving the track for free.
No.
Yeah. I got to pay them for the track. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they do not rent the track to nobody.
The track don't never do nothing on Saturday anyway. I mean, you gotta think you finna try something that ain't never been successful really for nobody else.
Hey, Bud Nick.
Yeah, I know that.
Bud Nick.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Cadillac Show, man. You come on, man. You recognize the lack. You understand? It's the Fleetwood with the Escalade out tonight. I'm riding high. And I'm looking low to that question that you just brought hand. I would say what you need to do with that Bud Nick. It's just like this, man. You said they ain't never rented the track to nobody, right?
No. Not in the last 10 years, I don't think.
All right, so what you had to do, opportunity knocking at the door, you take it and run with it and make it be an event. So you putting Grudge Inc. into places it's never been, bro. I keep telling y'all, man, this is something else, man. This is something else. This is something that we are part of, man, that's bigger than class racing, man. See, we always been at the bottom. We coming up to the top, man.
But nigga, you know my feeling on that. We'll talk after the show. I'll tell you what I think, but I mean, I don't like the day.
Okay. All right.
Can I ask you, DJ Mike?
He cut
Cadillac off in this show.
I said,
DJ. First of all, man, you on my show, man. You ain't coming with no respect, and I don't do that,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry, Cadillac. I'm so sorry, brother. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
Hey,
how you doing, Cadillac?
Man, I'm good. See, I pulled out the limo tonight. I'm in the Escalade EXV, baby. I'm 28, baby. We ride. You understand? I got one on the door and one on the stand where we guide down this place. But
that's
I want to ask
I put some 28 on my Escalade today.
That's it, baby. I'm riding in this lake. We sitting up high. We looking low. But I want to know why you think that's not a good idea. I know it
I
might not
today.
Be.
That's it today. You got to think about it. It's almost, they give me something, they're not giving me nothing. The track ain't never did nothing on a Saturday. I mean, that track is based up, it's built up for a Sunday race. You just open the doors on a Sunday and it's packed. Ain't nobody coming on a Saturday, they ain't used to no Saturday. They're going to be like, this, what are we doing? I would say go for it if they give you a Sunday, not a Saturday.
But what if you promote it, though? I say, what if you promote it and pass out some flyers and let people know what you're doing on the Saturday?
I think it would be all right, but once they get a load of that good crowd, man,
it'll change. Don't get me wrong, this is what I'm saying.
He really wouldn't have to do hardly any advertising doing it on the Sunday.
Yeah.
To do it on a Saturday, he's gonna have to spend some money to do the advertising to do it for the Saturday.
Yeah, it's like this, man. Anything we do, we always do. But what I'm saying,
if he did it on a Sunday, it'll be a show win with the Saturday. If he spent half the money on the advertising for a Sunday versus what he would probably have to spend for a Saturday, it'll be blowed out.
Yeah.
It'll be blowed out now for nothing with no advertising.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, like I say, it's a two-way street. You know, you got to give the kids.
Hold on. The bottom line is, I know the area. He know the area. We know the area down here. I'm just telling you the truth of what it is. I'm telling you what it is. The Sunday, we race on Sunday in Alabama. That's where Edmund Hall race going to be on the Sunday. That's where, how we race in Alabama is on Sunday. Most Saturday races just don't do nothing. And Phoenix City, I can't even remember, probably in the last 10 years, they might have had a Saturday race 4 or 5 times in 10 years.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well.
And everybody that's even did something on the Saturday, it was nothing. An absolute flop.
Yeah, okay.
See, that's the difference about being up north. We race anytime we can, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday. We're trying to get it in. So y'all can select days like that. It don't matter to us. We want to run.
Yeah.
Because we only got about 3 weekends.
The problem is they got all the spectators in the world, but no car. No racing going on at that show. No grud.
No, you got to have a car.
Man, they have they got with everybody else. They got all the spectators in the world, but no racing going on, no grudging going on, just a nothing, man. Trying to build it up.
Hey, I'll say one thing. Hey, turn it up. That's all
I mean, what I said, they get excited for a bunch of nothing. To be honest with you. Now, bring some stuff in there and blow their mind. Every time we when girls didn't come to Montgomery City, and a lot of them just don't like the travel. It's just where Phoenix City is located, it's just a perfect spot.
Okay, where it's located. Is it a good track, Jay? DJ.
Houston, Alabama. Houston, Alabama.
Is it Alabama?
Yep, near the Georgia border.
Okay. Do it hook?
I guess it does. I see a lot of cars going down there.
Well, man, might have to do some networking and get some cars down there, man. We support Butt Naked. That's all. Pick a Saturday and we get down there. Start it off. That's it. We got to support one another, man. This is where support come in at. We have to make a sacrifice. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Get on. You use this network here and network. That's what we do.
Mm.
What you think, kid?
So what now?
I say, what you think about that?
Sounds like a good idea.
Well, I'm saying, man. Hey. We got to be enthused, man. We got to encourage the brother, man. He's trying to do something. It's like when somebody else do something, they get behind him.
Yeah.
To encourage them to keep it going, man. We just got to get behind one another, man. Make them, they, like you said, ain't never been nothing, but we can make. We know all these guys. We know we can make it be something. You know,
maybe y'all
like got
the my phone dropped.
Hey, DJ.
What? Yeah.
What's happening, this kid? Maybe they got all these Sundays booked, man.
Huh?
Maybe they got all these Sundays booked.
They ain't got all them Sundays booked, man.
You don't think so?
Trust me, they do not have all their Sundays booked. They don't. They don't. Trust me, they do not.
And they're tight. They won't even come up off one of the Sundays.
This you got to understand is they not rented to nobody. So how in the world can it be booked? It ain't booked. They ain't doing nothing every Sunday. They don't have something going on every single Sunday.
Oh, okay.
No, it ain't booked. I'm sure it's plenty of Sundays they can use. And all they got to do is look at whatever Sunday they got. That's a testing tune Sunday.
But there you go.
It ain't booked for nothing. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now, but Nick, he can get the track anytime, right? On a Saturday, right?
He said a Saturday.
There ain't nothing going on Saturday.
But I'm saying, why can't we make something? We get some brothers on here, man, to see if we can get them to.
What I'm trying to get y'all to listen to what I'm saying. It's fine.
It ain't the race.
I'm talking about the spectators. It's fine to get the races, but at the same time, we need. Because what you got to understand is the local races that's going to come out, they ain't going to really come on no Saturday because they want to come Sunday. They mindset is geared for Sunday. I'm
oh,
just
okay.
telling you that, how to, you know what I'm saying? It just is what it is.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Now Montgomery do some stuff on Saturday. Montgomery usually doesn't have too many races on Sunday. That's why it's easy to get a Sunday in Montgomery, because they try to be respectful for Phenix City. They run Saturday, and then Phenix City runs Sunday. But Montgomery does a lot of bracket racing type stuff, and other stuff. It's a bigger facility. You know, it's a quarter-mile track, and, you know, but they do a lot of their races on Saturday, I mean. And most of anybody that do grudge racing and stuff or grudge shows or something, they do them on Sunday. Unless they do it with somebody at the track, you know, like that one guy. Who was that? Y'all just was that race? What thing where you wreck your car at? Who was that? But nigga gone on. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. But Nick's probably going back to the paint booth.
I'm on the road.
Oh, I hear you now. I had my phone on mute. I was trying to unmute it.
Pat do some races a lot with the track, you know. So I think a lot of times they do them together. If you, that's.
Mhm. Yep, that's what they do. Yep, the reward when I rake down on Sunday.
Well, no mess.
Hey, but
now, back in the day, now that used to be the track to come to. I mean, Northwest. I mean, everybody migrated to that damn track right there in Phoenix City, and got it in. It used to be the grudge capital.
And then they want to.
Yeah.
They. Ooh. I don't know what he's gonna charge me yet, cause he haven't said anything. But they want to outrage the price for that track.
Listen, man. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just telling you that you know what I'm saying is true, so.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bud Nick.
Yeah.
This kid. What's happening?
Yeah.
What's going on, kid?
Hey, if you don't send me a picture of that trailer to my phone, I'm going to send some deals down through that and have them.
It's a kid. I ain't even seen it yet. I had a buddy of mine just come home from college today, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And he heard about Butt Decker Trailer. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to figure out what's so hard about that. Snap a picture and send it.
I ain't seen it yet either, kid.
Yeah, man.
I heard it nice, though.
Yeah. Amp would be nice.
Never told me you're going to get him one. Everybody every time they say going to do something, they ain't do it now.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's all right for old country boy.
That's
like
what you work. That's what you
like
work
that.
For, man. You can't take it with you. That's what you work for.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Buck Naked.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody's safe, man. We're glad you're okay, and hope to see you back out real soon.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Kev,
you tired? What you going to do yet? But, well, I stopped yet, so.
No, I called him last night, and he couldn't get the guy on the phone, and I just want to know what kind it is. I don't even know what it is yet. I'm going to go ahead and probably start on mine tomorrow sometime.
Okay.
I sure hate you. I ain't in like working on your stuff for free. I'd rather pay a man than work on my own stuff for free.
Was you had a little catastrophic failure that button, Nick?
He really?
Shit. I had a tornado.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to hit
both walls. You didn't know that kid?
On both sides of the car.
No, huh?
Yeah, he had an accident in the car. They wrecked the car.
Oh, yeah? Sorry to hear that, man.
Water came up through the track, through the crack. It was just like if Jen had rain out there, how bad that water was out there.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't like that in the daytime. In the daytime while the sun was out, it was like 77 degrees. Shit, man, that track working like hell. Soon sun went Montgomery.
Soon
that sun went down. Man, because it built on a swamp. That water from that swamp.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And we hit both sides of the car.
Had it been raining the previous days, or anybody know?
Yeah, about 2 days. We rained about that Thursday and Friday.
Oh, okay.
Rained with that Sunday.
Yeah, they gonna have to let me know that's 100% taking care of stuff before we could. I'm working on a possible backup plan. They got a brand new facility that ain't but like maybe 50, 60 miles away, if that far. Brand new. Concrete from the rooter to the tutor.
That's right. You got a race coming up down there, right, DJ?
Yeah, May 18th.
Okay.
All I can tell y'all, all I can tell you is, baby, if you want to see something, Grudge Patrol will be on the scene, and I mean, I'm going to have all the people y'all want to see in the house. I can assure you that.
So they got a new facility down in coming up in Alabama, huh?
It's already open.
It's already open.
Oh, okay.
Real, and got a casino right beside it.
Oh man, you got plenty of action.
Hotel and casino right beside it. I mean, right on the same property, pretty much.
Okay, where's this at?
It's in Admiral, Alabama.
Oh, okay.
There's a track that had been shut down, and they said I don't know if they're foreigners or whoever, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
They came in and bought, they said they put up, invested, I think, a little over $1 million in the racetrack.
Okay, remodeling shit, yep.
Yeah, it is a real nice place. I mean, my thing, I want to bring everybody down to a good circle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to cut you off, DJ. I just want to bring my topic back in and ask you. I know you got a quote unquote race car. I was asking, should a street car have a trans brake in it if you drive it around, or you say it's a street car, should it have a trans brake in it? And what you think about that?
And the problem is there's so many different levels to what people call a street car these days, man. It's so hard to get into this or get into that, and because the type of cars that they call the street cars, what's a street car to me might not be a street car to you, and it might not be a street car to somebody else, but it might be a street car to somebody else. I mean, it's just too crazy. I just think you do what's best for you. If it works for you,
like the street car. Remember that guy DJ with the street car, Maul, many years ago, with that convertible 69 Camaro with that Linko in it? Remember that? Remember he came to Phoenix City one time? Well, a few times. He used to rent a car at Phoenix City. He drive around campus down there at Auburn University down there in Auburn, Alabama.
Pee
Wee Baker then. It was dog blue and white.
I'm thinking about the guy. What's his name? The Bill Trans.
It's the only convertible 69 Camaro ever that was a raid car, a full chassis car. But he called it a street car because the lights still work. Doors open.
Right. And that just goes to show you that this street car stuff is ridiculous. A Linko in a street car, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That joke had a Linko. Ride around downtown by the university. And he was in the Super Chevy book, and he was the fastest street car in the world.
People think because you can drive a car a few miles, you can call it a street car.
No, that ain't about nothing. There's nothing wrong with a street car having a trans brake. It could be kind of dangerous, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, that was the reason he asked the question, because I had a couple of guys call me this week, and was kind of complaining about certain guys from the south And now being from the north, they were saying, like, well, you know, they call their cars street cars, and then they come up here with a full-fledged damn race car, and then they want a full-fledged street car to run it because he got all the interior in it, dashboard in it, you know, roll-up windows, the power windows in it, and all that stuff works. So they was, you know, asking me, should I talk about it? And, you know, and that's the reason of me, you know, asking you guys. I don't know.
Understand. Let me tell you something. My everything in my car, I still got the back seat leather in my car. All my windows are real. All my power windows work. Blinkers, headlights, all that in my car work right now. If I wanted to, I could drive it down the street, round the corner, up the street, down the street, if I wanted to. But I don't want to. It ain't no street car to me. But I mean, it got every appearance of being one.
Hey, DJ,
right.
down there where y'all at, when you got those cars, do you got to plate those cars, just go to the Secretary of State and specify them cars as the cars that you have that you're driving around, or you have to, I don't know, I'm just asking the different laws and stuff like that, because when you have cars, do you have to go to the DMV and
The DMV don't have a clue what kind of car you get. All they know is you got a title, you register the car. They don't, you know, we do all kinds of stuff out there. You know, like you got an S10 truck, but
right.
You got a killer motor in it or whatever. All they know is you got an S10 truck, and you got a tag and a title to an S10 truck. They ain't nothing to look at it. They don't, they could care less. They just want that tag, what it costs for that tag and registration. That's what they want. They ain't going to take, you know. I mean, where we are, we don't even have a mission. So, in Atlanta, it does, but we don't. I mean, right in Phoenix City and Columbus area, we don't have no admission.
Sure don't.
They don't have. You know, it might be coming, but they don't got it.
Now, in Illinois, you have to. Yes, sir, if you register the car in Illinois, you got to take that car to the mission test. You feel what I'm saying? In Illinois, you have to take that car to the mission place to pass the mission test if you got a big motor in it and all that old stuff. So that's the reason I'm
asking. Not if it's a certain year. Certain years you don't have
to. Certain years you don't have to. That's right.
Now, I had a G-body one time. I had a badass small block in that shit, about $20,000 small block almost. I drove that damn thing on the street, and there wasn't no street car. And I had tag and insurance and radio worked in it, too. And would get down. He said, let me tell you something. I don't mind you driving on the street. He said, I know it's a little loud. He said, I'm going to radio my guys and tell them not to bother you. But for that traffic light, or this meal, you go all the way down to the other traffic light. Said, hey, let me see what they one time. Hell, they be wanting to see it in here, too.
Yeah. My thing is, it's just like, you can make your car do whatever you can do whatever the hell you want to do with your car. But my thing, it's just, to me, it's just, I look at it, it's just too much wear and tear on these high-dollar parts I got inside this motor and transmission. Now, I just think, me personally, I'm not going to gamble just driving up down the street just to say I got a street car. It just ain't that serious for me.
Right. But nigga, y'all ain't got no emissions in your hometown?
No, we ain't got nothing like that around here.
Oh, okay. No wonder you're getting away with doing a whole lot of car painting and stuff down there.
Do whatever you want, right? Where we live at, where we live at, you can actually literally go outside and take a shit in the front yard if you want to. Nobody ain't going to say nothing to you.
I hear you.
It's not. Well, I love the country living.
Hey, Bud Naked. If you can catch a white rabbit, what you going to do with him?
Shit, I wipe my ass with
it. Hey, baby boy.
Go ahead.
That's me.
Yeah, I got a street car with a trans brake in it, passed ignition, and I got a cage in it.
Right. No. What I asked, the topic was, is should a street car have a trans brake in it? I didn't say anything was wrong with your car. Or anything of that nature. I didn't say that. I say, should a street car or a streetable car have a trans brake? That's what we say. I asked, bro.
I got,
I got a friend that got a street car, and it got a tram brick in it with no roll cage. It's a G-Body Malibu. And that bitch, boy, I ain't going to call his name. Nobody don't really know him. That bitch will go a goddamn 513 and a 509 all day fucking long. And
oh,
drive.
Man. With no cage.
You got a beast in there. No
roll cage. I got a buddy got a no cage, that car like that. That's what a Monte Carlo. And I don't know what the hell they run, but that motherfucker fast.
Yeah,
well, I got a couple of friends with street cars right here in the city of Chicago with trans brake on, and they could drive it from here to Memphis.
Hey, baby boy. Baby boy.
Which baby boy you asking for?
The real one
is on the phone now. The host is not the one you talking to.
Hold on a second, guys. Reverend Jay is on the line, so, you know, let's give him a chance to, you know, share a shout-out. Reverend Jay, your mic open.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing, man? Baby boy.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just listening to the show. I'm going to lay back because I'm on my way to the crib, so I'm just I'm going to be on mute. Mr. Cadillac Joe.
Yeah, what's up there, Reverend Jay? How you be, sir?
How you feel, my brother?
Man, I got feeling with both hands. Got him on the wheel, baby.
That's what it is. Well, I'm going to sit on down
hey,
at the
Reverend,
table,
hey,
man.
Hey, Reverend
and,
Jay. Hey,
Jay,
Reverend Jay.
Come on.
It's two baby boys on the phone.
No, I'm talking about the original baby boy, the only one that everybody on the north, south, east, and west knows.
Right.
That's me.
That's the one. Hey,
no,
that's the one.
That's the phony one, boy. That's the phony one.
The real baby boy, I just gave him the phone number and left him in the Wild Hunted.
Thank you.
Well, no, he shouldn't be in the Wild Hunted. He should be on the west side of Chicago.
No,
well, he takes care of some business, so he had
Chicago.
To go over there.
Ask the real baby boy why he on the south side and not on the west side.
Because he's busy. He was doing something.
now you get this correct now. The real baby boy on the west side of Chicago. And we hold.
Well,
hold on.
I'm gonna tell you this here.
No. Listen, bro. I don't wanna.
Come on.
What I'm saying to you is this. The baby boy you talking about been gone for a while. So right now, as 2014, I am the real baby boy and the Cadillac man. Hey, Cadillac, talk about it.
No. The real baby boy is with the real baby boy is with Big Richard. That's the real baby boy.
Hey, man. Hey, it doesn't matter. It's more than one John, one more than one Tony out there. That's
you're
baby,
right.
One
you're
baby
right. But
boy
listen,
there,
can I straighten it out? Hey, can I straighten it out? One of them name is Baby, and the other one name is Baby Boy. He just added
God
boy to the back of his name, the one from the west
exactly.
side.
Exactly.
Right.
Just
thank
added
you.
Boy to the back of his name. They called him Baby. They
Shawty! What's up, Shawty?
Now, keep it real now. This 1-800 keep it real on the mic. Y'all ain't keeping it real now.
I'm glad you spent
it
out,
Ken. I don't care what y'all say about Baby Boy, but he is all right with me, and he the real Baby Boy. The one that was with Knucklehead and Drag and Three Lug and things of that nature. That other baby boy, which his name is Baby, he cut hair, man. He don't race cars. He knows nothing about cars.
Oh, God damn, man.
He's counterfeit. The man is counterfeit. He's counterfeit.
Oh, man.
And I'm not going to never change my statement. And when I see him face to face, you counterfeit, boy. You lied last week.
You lied last week. I'm still waiting, man. This is not your show. This is my show. Hold on. You can't come on my show and disrespect me, man. You disrespect me. I'm
you the fan. I'm your fan. You don't know nothing to me.
You ain't nothing to me since you just want to get personal.
Chicago, they got a race tomorrow. I know y'all, some of y'all can't make it, but we got some guys from the shy on the way that down here. Mace, meaning one, he gonna see some good races. Mandrell, shut up and race, is going down tomorrow at Edenton Drag Strip, which is Headhunters. It's got like three different names, man. Edenton, Headhunters, Putnam. It's all the same thing. It's going down up at Mandrell Shut Up and Race, where y'all look on YouTube, y'all see guys like Swine Flu, Cut the Check, Gold Rush, Mandrell Cyanide, all of them, man. It's going down tomorrow. So, you know, y'all still can catch a flight on out if y'all want to fly on into Atlanta. And y'all be about an hour and a half from the track. So it's going down tomorrow.
I like that, Biz. Hey, Biz, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is this a talk show of opinions?
Of course.
I just stated my opinion.
Everybody got an opinion.
So I just said my opinion. Is this a talk show where they say, hold on, this my show. You can't say that. Where that come from?
Hold on, Shorty. Wait a minute. Ain't nobody said that.
Wait a minute, Shorty. Can I voice my opinion, though? If you don't want me to, I don't got to come on the show no more. I'm just voicing my opinion. You call me on,
Wait a minute, Shorty, I'm letting you make your opinion, bro.
Let me know when I can.
That's all. I want everybody to understand what you're trying to say, Shorty. That's it. That's all, bro. You can make your comment.
Can I finish, sir? This ain't got nothing to do with you. Cadillac ain't saying nothing. Somebody else, a co-host, said this his show. Ain't nobody said you said nothing, Cadillac. It's your co-host, your phony-ass co-host, saying bullshit, and I'm entitled to my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Let it go.
Boy, y'all don't tell me what the fuck to say, faggot-ass motherfucker. Mute the mic then, bitch. What the fuck y'all think y'all talking about?
Fellas, come on this weak-ass show, man.
Y'all keep cutting me off. I ain't no bitch. What's wrong with you, faggot motherfuckers? I ain't gotta shut up. I can voice
hey,
my
man,
goddamn
fellas,
opinion.
Fellas,
fuck
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Show,
come on, man. Hold on. Wait a minute. No, hey, hold on. Can I cut in real quick, man? This is Eric. I'm listening to this show all the way from down the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And this I've been listening to this show since it's been coming on, man, and I don't want this to turn into the Willie Dog Show because this is a good show. I like what Cadillac Man is doing. I'm down here in D.C., Washington, D.C. I listened last week, and people was cutting Baby Boy up, some dude named Skin. Nah, but I'm just saying, man, you know, keep the show the way it started, man. We don't need another show where people just fussing and arguing and cussing.
And that's only
Cadillac, you know, I've been with you since day one, man.
And that's the only thing we trying to. That's the only thing we trying to do, man. I didn't ever say that I was somebody. I do cut hair. Yes, I do got a job. I do got a job. Yeah, I've been around drag racing for the longest, ever since I was a kid. Now you gonna take that away from me because I've been around drag racing, not had a race car? Come on, dude. You're going too far with it, man. This is just a talk show, and then you don't. You dig what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm better than you, and you definitely not better than me. And there's no big eyes no look use with this thing, man. And my thing
baby
is just
boy.
Here. I feel. I'm gonna let you talk.
Baby
I'm gonna
boy.
Let you say what you gotta say. But I feel like I'm getting ridiculed because I me and Cadillac hooked up, and everybody you know got a problem with me and Cadillac. No.
People just trying to have a show.
And last week, the talk show was about
Is the shit personal or is it business or is it when is it enough Jonesing or ain't enough Jonesing? He done said shit to me, scared motherfucker, you ain't shit, all that talking shit. Now all of a sudden he ain't gonna be nobody fag and all that. Boy, you ain't gonna do shit. You frontin', man. Leave that shit alone because it's cool. We not gonna fight, baby boy. Leave that shit alone, the gangster shit, because you not a gangster and I ain't either. So leave that shit alone, man. That's all I'm saying. You taking this personal, son, because you don't know shit about racing. So y'all could quit with the bullshit talking about, I think he don't know nothing about racing. That ain't got nothing to do with it. He's taking it personal, not me. I'm just voicing my opinion louder than him. And I know what I'm talking about. That's all it is.
It's scared. I'm a fan, too. I don't have a car. I don't do none of this. I was enjoying this show from my city, Washington, D.C.
Now you're lying, Shawty. Now you're lying,
but
Shawty.
But I mean, I can listen.
They always say I'm driving somebody
else's
car, so I ain't got one.
But hold on.
I don't need no damn car. I could drive, and I know about racing. There
Mr. Skin, I can listen to you and tell that you are a seasoned vet. I can listen to Baby Boy and see Baby Boy is just like me, a fan. Baby Boy, you need to show some respect.
There's
there, no ifs, ands, or buts
like
about it. You need to show some respect. You got to show some respect, Baby Boy, because you want to take things to the hands. This ain't what it's about, and if you can't handle it, then you don't need to host the show, because Cadillac had this show started out classy. I've been here almost since day one of this show, 6, 7, 8 shows that I've been here. But you got to understand, Baby Boy, Skin is a seasoned vet. So sometimes a seasoned vet can say things that a rookie can't say. If you ain't ever played, sometimes you just got to shut the fuck up, Baby Boy, and take it.
Church.
But Mr. Skin, and this is just, I don't know none of you guys. This is just me listening. I played football, and when the seniors tell you to carry the pads, you, no matter how good you think you are, you got to carry the pants because you're talking to somebody who's been doing this probably before you was born, from the sounds of it.
I like that.
So I'm just saying, Baby Boy, show some respect, man. Go watch a mafia movie. Go watch the movie Goodfellas. Show some respect. You're talking to a made man in Mr. Skin, a made man from what I hear. Baby Boy, stop it, dude. Just sit back and shut the hell up and listen and learn something. And that's
I told you
he was
wasting time.
That's all I wanted somebody to tell him. That's all I wanted somebody to tell that young boy.
I got to say this, too. One thing, man, a lot of people don't know Shorty. When I first met Shorty, me and Shorty was at each other. We were trying to break each other. Now we pretty cool, man. Shorty takes this drag racing stuff serious. Very serious. He will tell you, this is how he eats. This is how he eats. So,
hey! Can D be allowed to go next?
Skin is a motherfucking boss.
Okay.
You got to respect Skin. Skin is a boss, man. He's just not no average, ordinary motherfucking Jones. Skin is a boss. He's from the grudge race.
Is that the grudge race that you're talking?
Yeah, that's Whit.
Yeah.
Whit, I told you they were wasting time.
What's up, D?
Hey, hold on, man.
The Cadillac is speaking, man. This is just 100 with me. I want everybody to be able to voice their opinion, but I want to be respectful. All this cussing, all this going in and out, and nobody can understand. That's not going to work on this show, man. This real talk. This ain't no 1-800 keeping it real. This is the Cadillac show. This is the round table. This is for everybody. There's not nobody thinking for understanding, man. Wait, you come
hey,
on
Cadillac,
and
hey, Cadillac, let's not throw underlying punches too. Because let's not throw underlying punches, man. Let's keep it above the belt.
All right.
Because
you know,
I'm sure Shorty about 2 feet from you.
That's all I'm saying, brother.
That's all you gotta say.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all you gotta say.
That's all
Don't nobody need to hear nobody's voice to know that. I'm this or I'm that. We all grown-ass motherfucking men. They just act like it. You know,
ain't some of us act like little bitty babies.
Ain't nobody trying to do none of that stuff. Let's just keep respect.
Hey, we do understand that all the gangsters are locked up in prison or dead. So
ain't
nobody trying to be
no gangsters, man. It's about having a good show, man. It's about everybody fellowshipping, man. It's about fellowshipping, bro. That's all it's about, man. Wait a minute, Biz. Me and you cannot talk, Biz. Now, if I was on your show and you the leader of the show, I'm going to follow your lead, bro. It's about respect, man. I'm about respect. I ain't about trying to jump on nobody's team or nothing like that. We having a good show, man. We can have a show, have some good time, have some laughs. That's all it's about on my show. I'm not trying to be a Willy dog. I ain't trying to be no BET. I ain't trying
man,
to be a beer for nobody. I'm trying to have a good show, man. Everybody can come in and comment and do what they do, man, and keep it moving, bro.
Man.
We don't need all that controversy, all that getting mad and blood pressure getting up, man. That's exactly what I was talking about, Cadillac.
That was the brother came on a few minutes ago. Brother said that baby has to respect skins. Okay, I've known skin since he was shorty. And he skin noticed this talking, isn't he? Baby does not have to respect skin. No more than skin have to respect baby. Skin is doing what skin do. He's a specialist at what he do. That's jaw jacket and talking trash. Baby can't accept that.
Exactly.
Since baby can't accept that, he need to quit job jacking with Kenya. But he don't need to give no more respect than he get. All of us are grown men, like DJ just said. Everybody need to be respected on this show. From the oldest to the youngest. The youngest thing is
I'm the one who said that. The reason why I said that is because...
You said you have to respect skin in the drag racing field. I understand where you're going.
Exactly. But hold on, brother.
What I'm trying to get you to see is that you opened it, but you didn't close it. So by you not closing it, baby ain't going to see it that way because he already hot. So what I'm saying is I'm closing it. Yes, respect the man for what he have done in drag racing. Like I said, I've been known since he was a kid. Before he became a drag racer, he was a shit talker. This is what he do best. And baby is seeing into what skin is the captain of. What baby doing right now is trying to jaw jack with Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor, and there's no win for you. So he needs to leave skin alone on that side. Because he can't
win. And I 100% agree. But what I'm saying is that if I come in as, okay, I'm putting myself in baby's position. I don't have a car. I ain't never owned a car. If I'm coming into skin's world where I know skin knows way more, I'm going to show skin that respect because I'm saying I'm talking to a seasoned vet. I don't even have a car. I don't even know how to build a car. So it's a certain
but
respect
see, like I said,
off the break.
You talking about
skin.
Drag
racing
respect, but you didn't close that. I understood what
you're
saying. I'm still some more guys understood what you're saying. But maybe I not caught that. You speaking of drag racing. Tell, I've been drag racing a lot longer than skin, but I respect him on the drag racing side. He respects me on the drag racing side. Maybe I not caught that. So, therefore, baby going to see you and say, you telling me respect the man, but he ain't got to respect me. And all that going to do is keep the BS going. That's all that's going to do. This is
I told Shorty he was wasting his time.
This show is about drag racing, man. This show ain't about what man. And Skid said it best.
And he told me to come over here.
Like I said, Skid, my man, 100 grand, man. He said it best. Skid said, I'm not no gangster, baby, and you ain't neither. So leave that alone. And neither one want to fight. All that skin want to do is get on the skin.
Yeah.
He's doing his job.
Okay.
Skin do what skin do best, man. He the greatest at it. So, baby, he's just leave him alone.
I told Shorty he was wasting his time. He could find something else to do.
You didn't say like that. I came back this way because I saw the extra signs to go out the other way.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, I don't want to try to, I don't want us to keep trying, I don't want us to sweep, like we sweeping baby boy up under the rug, because I don't want to, I don't want to be like that because you got to know, baby boy. Like that's just like me. You know, let me see. I'm trying to put it in a way that I can make you understand what I'm saying, where I'm coming from. I mean, it's pretty much like what you're doing. It's like you not being a racist, and you talking to somebody that got racism flowing through their veins as far as actually engaging all the time, and that's what they do. You can't jawjack with a dude like that. You know,
DJ. Well, Baby Boy is losing it. He's not losing with skin on jawjacking and drag racing. He losing on skin and trying to jawjack with him, period.
Exactly.
Skin is a professional and for
exactly.
Skin. Dude, nobody in drag racing jawjacks better than skin.
Hell no. I wouldn't jawjack with this man. Hell no.
I jawjack with him to a point. When I get to my final point, I know it's time to go because he's the best at what he do.
Exactly.
Baby boy only doing what drag racers do. He
exactly.
Likes sport.
Exactly.
And everybody, no matter what you do, man, you got to have a first day and you got to have a last day. So you
yeah.
Take Baby Boy, I'm taking this as Baby Boy's learning process. He's not doing nothing
exactly.
Wrong. The only thing Baby Boy doing wrong is trying to join with skin.
Yeah. I mean,
the problem is, Skin ain't mad. Skin
last
like a motherfucking Baby Boy.
Yeah, most of us that are racist and been around this a long time, really, we see right through it. We're not even taking it for what it is. But we also see sometimes where it's starting to go across the line, but that's that gray area that they don't need to get to.
Yeah, what Baby Boy missed, Skin will be on the other end of the phone cracking up at it.
Exactly.
And I come back and hit him again. Because he's better than me. He do what he do. This is what Skin loves to do, man.
He's designed to keep a motherfucker off his game.
But the one thing I will say, and this goes for all talk radio, be it grudge racing, be it politics, be it C-SPAN, be it whatever. When you pick up a mic, you need to know more than your audience. So that came from the movie about Petey Green. If you're going to pick up a mic, you need to know. That's the key in all talk radio. You need to know more than your audience. Wait, Blake, I don't know if y'all ever saw that movie about Petey Green.
Let me say this for Cadillac and Baby Boy. Now, I think this show was designed kind of for the fans, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I could be wrong, but I think these are just basically fans of the sport that just want to be able to talk and be able to try to learn.
Oh.
You know, so
that was,
I want
to
say
that
for
them. To my knowledge, that was the original plan for the show. But what these shows really have became, these shows really became just the regular same guys, including myself, on every night, talking drag racing. That's what it really became. Now, the brother said he needs to know more than his fans. That's not necessarily true.
I agree with that.
I need to know what I know and accept the learning that I get.
Exactly.
So,
what I was just saying, I was just talking about talk radio in general.
Less than me. So Baby Boy know what he knows. Now listen, man, Baby Boy daddy was a drag racer. So Baby Boy been around racing. It ain't like he a total new jack to racing. It's just that he is a seasoned veteran.
Exactly.
That's the only difference. He's like a rookie, Skinner, he's a seasoned veteran, man. But he's more of a veteran. He's a veteran at drag racing. He's a master at creating BS with you and cracking up at you. He's a master at that. He's a grandmaster at that.
But I hear you.
I'm only using him personally. If you don't put your hands on Skin, he ain't going to try to fight you. How are you going to laugh at
him?
They call
you
know Skin personally. Because he knows he's
I've heard Skin 2 weeks, and I what you're saying in 2 weeks of just listening, I can see this man as a seasoned vet. You know him personally. I've heard him last Friday and tonight. So I mean, if you want to host a show, Baby Boy, maybe if you don't know more than your audience, you need to know when someone knows more than you, point blank, and you need to respect that.
But see,
this thing with Baby Boy and Skin,
it didn't get out of hand with Baby Boy because of Skin knowing more. That's not what got out of hand. It got out of hand because Skin found an inlet. He pierced Baby Boy armor. When he found that piercing, he got in. And Baby Boy didn't know how to get him out.
The best way to be able to get in out is just like getting a rat in your house. You go get your cat. You run him out. Baby boy kept feeding gas to the fire, and Skin kept turning the ignition up. Why? Because
all right,
he
ignition
was
is down, though. The ignition is down. Let's move on, though.
All baby boy said,
just leave him
alone.
Amen. Amen. Basically, if you work for a company, you got to keep it professional with your customers, no matter what. That's just plain.
That's it, man. That's it.
That's all right, you got to do.
Let's keep moving around.
Right. Right, right.
Hey, Shaw. You don't like the food. 1-800 keep it real.
I'm a whoop shorty when I see him.
Hey, well, this. Hello.
What up? What up?
But this is my first time being on the Cadillac show. This is Baby Boy. What up, Larry? DJ Grant. Biz. And everybody else that's on the phone.
What's going on, brother?
This is very
what's up, the real baby boy?
What's happening? Man, you know, I'm good. I'm blessed. I ain't going to complain, you feel me?
Little red eyes.
What up, Wick? You know, I had to get on here, you know. Yeah, because I heard some things, but, you know, I think it didn't went too far. I'm a true example of Skin getting on the people, you know, under people. You see what I'm saying? I went to a semifinals in the race at a Black Sunday and let that man rattle me and didn't go to the finals. To that day, to this day, that man can never do it again because I know how far to go with him. But that's no
way. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello? Hey. Maybe Baby Boy ain't getting the message. That boy just called my phone on the other line hollering, talking shit. Where is this bitch ass at, man?
Hey, stand down,
boy. I'm going to meet him wherever. I'm going to meet him by Gucci Shop. He calling my phone talking
down,
shit, man.
Hey, Charlie, I told you leave him alone. You're not going to race, so why are you talking to him?
That's Skin.
Sounds like Mr. Skin is asking my next question.
Hold on. With a kid.
Skin.
Sean's still on the line.
Skin.
Yeah, I do.
Skin.
Yo. Number is,
Skin. Where's Skin at?
347.
Hold on.
15.
9989. Hey, Lil Red Eye, you still on there?
Oh, yo. Yeah. What's going on? Let's get on the topic tonight.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah,
hey, man.
Can we get back to our topic, man? Can we get back to that?
Yeah, can we change the subject, man?
What I like about this show,
mostly everybody on the show is, I see that everybody is involved in trying to keep this shit the right way. That's a good thing in itself, and you know, we don't need no mess. Now I know Shorty ain't trying to start no mess, but Shorty just hard. Shorty doing what Shorty know how to do, and that's doing his thing. He's just being Shorty. But somebody needs to talk to Baby Boy.
He criticized us, but he criticized the way he knew in Joe Jacket. He ain't trying to find no serious man. And that's what Baby Boy takes the wrong way.
Somebody needs to understand.
We got a topic going on tonight. This is not the Skin topic tonight. The topic tonight is about the trans break. And the foot break. That's the top. We got all the way off the subject, man. That's all. I just want to get back to the situation to be.
Yeah, you're right. Need to get back to the subject. But we need to get Skin and Baby Boy on the same accord.
Exactly. That needs to be. That situation needs to be. That's all I'm saying is.
And keep the listeners who want to come in and they got opinions. We spend a whole bunch of time on nothing. That ain't nothing right now. That's not the topic tonight. The topic is not Baby Boy Skin. The topic is trans breaking foot.
Show is Roger.
I understand.
That's it. But we also want to know that we can resolve. We also want everybody to know if something like this can have, it can be resolved amongst men. That's all.
Right. Hey, Mr. B is on. Mr. B is on, guys.
Where is this? Okay.
Hey, y'all, where is drag racing going, man? Where is drag racing going now? You know, I hate to see stuff like this, man, because of the simple fact that somebody could get hurt, anything, man. It ain't nothing but a show. It ain't nothing just shit talk.
Not a Midwest is trying to act like the South. The Midwest don't even have controversy like this. Now y'all trying to act like the South. That's the South thing.
Man, it's ridiculous.
It's really ridiculous. The Midwest.
Hold up. Can we get back to the topic at hand? Can we get back to the topic at hand tonight?
Make another topic, man. We done killed that topic. Make another topic.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Cadillac, what you need to do is bring in that by hitter. Because, you know, when you first started the show, when things started getting heated, you took us to a music break. So bring in that my hitters for a couple seconds, then we can take
my hitters. We're going to take a pause for the call.
You used to
we need to take a pause for the call.
Hey, Kevin.
There you go.
Most like I'm a die for her. I've been grinding outside all day with my hitters. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, and I involve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He's selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some, we smoke, some, we drink. Yeah, gonna rock with that whole thing. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got that act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no name.
That's what I'm talking
about.
You
still out there? Is you still out there?
I love you guys.
Hey,
everybody, I got a little something for you. Everybody sit down and chill. Listen to this one.
Somebody needs to disconnect this show.
Got a lot of jokes. Yeah! Somebody was shaking that leg, that crazy leg.
Yeah,
Cadillac, yeah.
Hey, Cadillac, where you at? There you go, Cadillac. There you go.
Todd Strangler's boy. What's up?
Cadillac.
What up?
Cadillac.
What up?
What hand you got on the shoulder?
We got Georgia Peach Benz on the phone?
Man, I got it going down, baby. It's going on. I'm leaning on the thing. Got my hand on the wheel. I'm riding. Listen.
Hey, Cadillac. We got Georgia Peach Benz on the phone?
Hey, let me hit you one more time with this one right here, though. I'm going to let you see if you know what this one is about. Check this one out here.
Land of
Summer. Hey, because you say what? I got one more hit up for you right here, boy.
Hey, Cadillac, damn the music, man.
Say what?
This Terrell, dude. Cut the music off.
Hey, I got to cut nothing off Terrell. Lay out on your stomach and get on some jack stand and get your thing out your nose. Hey, boy, it's getting warm out, boy. It's getting warm. Your days are numbered. You remember that.
Hey,
your
boy,
days
are
numbered.
Are you just in the hospital, boy?
Gonna
try to rob you just in the hospital, boy? You can't let
me show you how we do it up here in Pinky's nose.
I want to try to rob you.
Shut up. I'll bust a cap up in your ass.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Terrell.
Hey, Reese.
Yeah. Cadillac here, man. You ain't got many days. Your days are numbered, son.
Cadillac, I got a question for you. Cadillac, I got a question.
Yeah, come on. What's your question?
You was in the hospital, right?
Uh-huh.
Was you in the hospital?
Yeah, I was in there.
Yes, he was. They get that deal to watch your ass?
What?
I said they get that deal to watch your ass?
Nah, I don't know nothing about all that, but you know about your nuts in these mouths. Them talking ones go, don't you? Now,
hey,
check
Kevin.
It out.
I thought it comes to the hospital get my punk out money, man.
Nah, you ain't finna get nothing here, Pop. You got to get to the line and see if you can run it down, baby, because you're going
to
have some
I'm coming to the hospital
to
get my punk out money.
Nah, you ain't getting nothing punk out here, baby. Ain't nothing punk here. I'm going to run you down, boy. I'm going to show you how it's really done on this end. I'm going to baptize you, boy, and then make you change your ways, son. That's my mission with you. I'm going to make you put a smile on your face. Every time you see, you're going to look bright, baby. They're going to think you look like a ghost.
Hey, Kevin still on there?
Yeah, he on there. He's probably doing something.
Hey, where's the Georgia Peach B? Is he still on the phone?
Yeah, Peach, I guess he on there.
Yeah.
What's up, Georgia
Peach, man? What's going on, boy?
Ain't nothing, man. What's happening?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Your day coming too, boy.
Man, you don't have enough.
Hey, that little promo you did, that little old shit talking about race on. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you liked that, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, that was some bullshit too, boy.
Yeah, you...
Like
hey,
that,
you know dude. Y'all like to get mentioned, so I went on and mentioned your name, man. You know, give you a little street cred.
I said, hey, Ben's a fool.
Yeah, y'all like that.
That was funny.
Yeah.
What I do to you this
year ain't going to be too funny to you.
Oh, hey, worry about you, boy. You lucky you little junior.
It's going to tickle me pink, though.
hey, you lucky you sold junior, boy, because I locked in on you, boy. That Mr. Pug got money, man.
Hey, man, listen here, man. Little junior.
You need to shut the fuck up with grown folks.
I still got access to it. So if you think it's lucky, then let me know. I still tied you up with it.
That ain't your car, though.
Cut it out, man.
It's not the same. Oh, okay. Well, I got a small black Lexus car. It'll be the same.
Hey, you know why? Because, hey, you be a car borrowing somebody else's car. You go back and get your old car.
Huh?
Just borrow somebody else's car.
Yeah, well, if you could go get anybody to say, I borrowed their car, you got $1,000. And I'm saying this on national radio. If anybody said that Viz borrowed their car and it wasn't his car, you got $1,000.
Anybody out there, please call in. Call in right now, hit the number one button. You get this $1,000.
Yo, Will. You got to go get one individual to say that I borrowed it. Yeah.
There you go. There we go. We got one.
You need yourself open, Viz.
Yeah, who's that?
You leaving yourself open, Beer.
Man, I wouldn't care. They're dog face lie.
We got
all
one caller.
Okay, whoever that call is, tell me what car. All you got to call her. All you got to do is tell me what car I borrow. That's all.
Let's bet on it. Try to bet since y'all know. Bet on it.
That's it. That's all they got to do.
Hey, matter of fact, hold on. I'll put you on three-way. Hold on. I got you.
Look like that boy trying to make Diaz lay on his stomach.
Can't never do that.
I'm willing to bet he don't.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I ain't had a money problem the last 7 years. So All you got to do is find the right person to say that I borrowed somebody's car. Every car I had, I paid for. Paid for or traded for, one or the other.
He can't call Jesus Christ to ask him to borrow something. I don't know what he tell you hold on for.
Won't be like that, bitch.
Man.
They just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biz, don't forget to make that phone call this week.
Who's it to the old lady? To the guy. Okay. We'll do.
All right.
I'll call him tomorrow.
We don't want to hear that motor to motor.
Hello?
Hey, Biz, check it out.
Yeah.
Biz online?
Yeah.
Okay, Biz, hold on. I got somebody live right now. Hey, X.
Okay.
Now, X, explain to Biz what happened that day about that cop. He said he don't borrow people cars.
Hey, Biz, I don't know if he borrowed the car or not, but that guy was trying to sell us that whole car, man. That guy said that was his car.
Hold on, X, what car and what guy?
That black car with all that fancy orange fire looking shit
all
on it.
All you gotta do, X, is call Scott from Coupe Performance and ask him who bought that car.
You ain't gotta say that. I know who car it was and I know who you bought it from. That's a full face damn lie. Dude is right here from my hometown. I know when he bought the car.
All you got to do is call Scott from Coupe Performance and ask that man who bought the car. And I just finished paying the man for the car 2 weeks ago.
I told
that damn fool who called you that Dirty Red from Icy Boys was just fronting. But he think I borrowed the damn car. DJ knew exactly when I bought the damn car.
I'm just saying the guy who put the car on the back of his truck.
I'm trying to tell you who it was. That's Dirty
that
Red from Icy Boys.
That guy told me because he had a spare trans in the back. He said, hey, man, you give me this much, you can have this motor, trail, all this shit right now. I drop it up in the house right now.
That's right.
Hold on, man. Man, listen, man.
That guy told me, Biz. That was his exact
word. I don't know what he told you, man.
Who the hell is that guy, though? That guy ain't nobody. Anybody can say anything.
Man, I don't know the guy's name. I can describe
that's
him.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to describe him to the guy's name. If you freaking listen, man, that was Dirty Red from the Icy Boy that drive the green guy doggone truck, man. He was fronting, man.
And you can call him
and tell him. All you got to do is call the person who I bought the damn car from, Scott from Coupe Performance. That's it. That's all.
Hey, Biz, you need to check your boys then. They put you out there like you buy a car. Check your boys.
First of all, I ain't got to check nobody, man. You're the damn fool that believed him.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
If we would have handed, hey, Beers, listen, man, it ain't no damn fool one way or the other because if we would have handed that man that money, that car would have been at our house getting stripped, man.
You say what?
I said, one way or the other. If we'd have handed that man that money, I guarantee you that car would have been dropped off.
You should have handed it to him, and I get you. You should have handed it to him. Because
yeah.
He'd have took your money, because you sure wouldn't have got nothing off that car.
No, ain't no taking no money, man. You take medicine,
You should have handed it to him. You should have handed it to him, because you sure wouldn't have got no car.
I didn't need it.
Hey man, the man is still in the grudge game today. If you come down to Georgia tomorrow, he'll be at our Mad Railway. All you gotta do is show up. That's all you gotta do.
Hey Cadillac,
where that race gonna be at?
Yeah, like, can you find another subject, man?
The what?
Can you find another subject?
Yeah, because this one right here is big.
What talk about? You ain't lying.
This one big.
Okay, now, let's talk about the lock here.
I ain't never bought a car in my life.
Hey, play your music,
y'all.
Play your music, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Hey, Beard.
Beard's going to buy his ass whooping, though.
Where the race
going to
be at tomorrow, man?
Edenton, Georgia. Edenton.
Edenton, Georgia.
Edenton. 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 It's like 30 minutes outside of Macon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Who's that talking to you?
Hey, Biz,
you owe me $1,000,
man.
That was that clown from
Eastside
Strangler.
Hey, Biz, I want my money, man. Biz, you told me I get about on the phone, said you bought a car. I need my money, man. I'm going to send you out on Smitty now and get my money, man.
It's got to be the truth, clown.
Man, you told me to get about on the phone, man.
Man.
It's the same house you bought a car. And that's exactly what I did, man.
I'm not sure. Hey, anybody can lie.
Man, I don't know.
Hey, Kevin, do you got Dirty Red number?
No, I don't. Text it to me. I'll get him on for you.
No,
I'm
going
to
text you. I'm going to tell you what it is.
All right, hold on, Biz. Hold on.
Hey, Biz. Just get the guy who was talking, who car was.
I didn't ask the guy's name because, I ain't trying to meet everybody.
What's the number, Biz?
Hey, Biz.
404.
Guys, let Biz talk real quick.
Hey, Biz, hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Let me
take care of that.
The man came on the show and said he don't know if he borrowed it or not himself.
No,
it
I
is.
Know somebody. Look, who this, BET?
Is,
that's BET?
Whoever just said that, I don't know nothing about no borrowing nothing. What I know is the guy said that was his car. And Biz was just driving it, and when it got towed up, he told me I could buy all that stuff that day.
That's right. He told him it was in the motor. He told everything about the car, man. We was going to buy the car.
And the thing you got to understand about this guy told us everything about that goddamn motor. So he know more
what
than
what he tell you about the motor,
because
I got the motor on Facebook for sale right now.
421.
It's not a 421. I got it on Facebook for sale right now. The motor, the trans, the electronic, the fuel system, everything is on Facebook right now for sale.
Hey, Biz, I'm not saying you don't got it on for sale. I'm just saying this guy was telling us about this motor.
If it wasn't mine, I can't sell it, man. Why the hell
Hey, look, straggers, lay down, hold on. Hey, Biz, you got a race with them young stragglers, right? You got them locked in?
If that's what you call it.
Hey, well, I tell you what, if you can't handle them, I'm going to handle them for you. I want them first.
Please.
I got them locked in. I'm gonna put them on the line.
Yo, shut the fuck up, man.
You better stick your stick your finger in your nose, and you better not breathe until I tell you to,
man.
That's kind of like a joke, man. He a clown, man. Look over here.
Oh, wait, fellas. I'm one of the new cats on this phone. First of all, it's a lot of background noise. So I can't understand what's going on. Somebody got a lot of background noise.
I'm gonna start muting mics. If everybody, come on, guys. We all have a good time.
Look,
come on, guys.
Wait a minute. Open this show up so all of us can talk. Even the new guys like me. The new guys like me get a voice on this show. So I'm showing my respect. So first of all, we need to cut the background down. Kevin.
All
right,
Will, I just heard you. What's going on?
Yeah, I need to go in the private room with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Will, what's your last
Hey, Biz,
hold
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Dude told us at the track, man. He said, man, I'm flat towing this car down to Georgia. Y'all can buy these parts right now.
Hey, Biz, I swear on everything, Biz. That's what that guy said,
man.
Hey, Biz, listen.
You saying that the man what didn't tell you that, but I'm telling you the man's a lie. That's my car.
Let me start
from my grudge racing career. The yellow 69 I had. No, I mean the orange 69 I had. That was mine. The green Goblin, that was mine. The black Camaro, the fourth gen, that was mine. The other fourth gen was mine. The Monte Carlo I got from Cali, that was mine. Lil Junior was there and he gave it to me after he crashed. The blue pill, that was mine. The red one, what was that? The rotten apple, that was mine. The damn one I just crashed in Michigan, that was mine.
Hold on, wait a minute.
So, in other words, what you saying, Biz, you giving your history, let them know you don't have to rent no car.
You got yourself maxed up, man. Because you need to check your boys you hanging with, but they're talking about you buying a car.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. That's all you got to do, man. I don't have to check. Hey, listen, man, I ain't got to check. You guys are clowns for believing what he said.
Nah, we ain't no clowns, man. Your boys, some clowns.
Okay, well, you some clowns for believing them. Because my track record proves speaks for itself.
Well, I don't know about all that, Biz. I'm just saying, your man got you out there bad, man. You need to watch the boys who ain't on the page.
Hold on, Biz. I guess you ain't out there bad. That's a boy under the bridge. Next stop, he got the car. He got everything. It's over and done with. When it get to the land, then we sell
if
that.
If you want to, you could come down here to Georgia tomorrow and buy the car.
I was just in Georgia, man. I called. You ain't even answer your phone when I get down there, man.
You ain't called me. I called you.
I'm going to tell you what day I called you. I called you Saturday morning. I guess you probably was down in South Carolina. But I was in Georgia. My leg was messed up. So that's why I ain't come to the track.
Okay,
so
who is this talking to?
That's DMX.
Oh, DMX. I ain't getting no missed call from you.
It went right to your voicemail.
Okay, well, that means it didn't register to my phone. My phone was off.
Yeah,
or
I'm
was,
like,
I was
damn,
in a bad
I'm
area.
You know, DMX, I was in a bad area because I know I was there, man. My phone was tripping.
DMX, if it doesn't register voicemail, you know what you're supposed to do? So leave a message or call me right back.
You know what? My phone was tripping so bad in the area I was in, so I didn't know if it was my phone or his. So probably if I left a message, he probably still wouldn't have got it.
Okay, well, you come right back. If you want that motor, trans, converter, anything, you come get it.
Hey, Biz, I'm just saying what the man said. Hey, Biz, can I ask, man,
why you trying to correct somebody, man? You know what you did, man. Move on, dude. You know what belongs to you.
No, man, I don't
know. Hey, man, sit down with that money, man.
Hold on, let's just... Hold on, man. Hold on, Cadillac. They put me on tramp status. Nobody put me on no tramp status. I got to borrow something.
Hey, Biz, this is what you can do, man. Tell Smitty, meet me and Harvey to get that money from him.
Yeah, okay, well, all you got to do is get somebody to tell the truth. You get anybody to tell a lie.
You got a signature, so.
Yep. I call somebody on the phone right now and say you a faggot.
Hey, okay, check it out.
Is that a lie?
Look here. Hey,
oh,
that's yeah,
a
TV. Check this out, though.
Right,
here you go.
Shower.
Listen, I'm going to ask you a question, Ben. If you get a dude on the phone that came down to Milan with you that said that car was his,
And he said the same exact thing that he told us. We get that money.
I think 380 is on
that's
the
call.
I
said if you get somebody to tell the truth, man, I don't care if a nigga lies. Tell the truth.
If
you get him on the phone, he can't lie.
Hey, Terrell,
Yeah, guys.
Hey,
I don't want to mute nobody's mic. Hey, guys. One person at a time, please, so we can continue to have a good show.
Kevin.
Hey, Terrell, what would you be gaining by somebody proving that Biz bought the car? What's the significance of you keep saying pay the money? Why are you going? What is it to you?
No, he said $1,000, man. Who's this, Wayne?
Okay. Who is
just asked me a
it
question.
It don't matter who it is.
Who's just asking me a question?
This big car from Chicago, man. What's the problem with it? I mean, it's over and done. Were y'all locked in on something else? Why are y'all trying to paint this up-and-coming business y'all got going on, man?
Because the man speaks too much, man. The man said $1,000 on the phone, man. The same way if I tell him to do something for some money, he going to try to do it, go against me. So I got him on the phone and said he borrowed that car.
I don't want to mute nobody's mic. Please let the caller and Ben say their piece and be done with it. Biz, you got something to say? Caller, you got something to say?
No, let the caller.
Background noise.
Can we get another topic? We on the round. What else y'all want to talk about? Let's move on.
Talk about some race.
Okay, hold up. Can I say something real quick?
I want a humbug. I don't want to talk about no racing no more. I want a humbug.
What I'm about to say is not about racing. It's not about racing, but it's about listening to these talk shows. And one thing I'm going to tell everybody on this line, even those with the background noise, I listen to a lot of talk radio and I listen to a lot of race radio. And since Cadillac Man been on, all his samples are starting to show up on other people's radio shows. The hitters have come up on somebody else's radio show. The you ain't gonna do shit, nigga. That's all of his samples, all of his ideas are starting to come up on other radio shows. So right now
who's this?
This is DC.
Okay, go ahead, DC.
Yeah. But when I listen to all these other radio shows and I'm listening to people who are putting the samples in, I'm like, look, that came from Cadillac's show. And this show
hold
has been on about.
Hold on 1 second, DC. Hold on 1 second, DC. Hey, Kevin, get Willie Dawg on the phone. Go ahead, DC.
All right.
Well, y'all really pretty fucking show up now.
who is DC?
DC is from DC. DC, Maryland.
Let him talk.
I'm from Washington, D.C., Maryland International Capital Raceway. We have big races here, too, in Maryland, believe it or not. We're having a banquet tomorrow night for the Maryland grudge races, Maryland and Virginia.
We know about the
DLV. I'm going to say it like this. I'm a nobody, but I tell you one thing. I listen to these shows.
Hold on. Let's stop that right now. You are somebody. So let's stop that right there. You are somebody.
Yeah,
you have a voice and opinion.
You're somebody, man.
That's what this show's about. You are somebody. So don't let nobody
on the
show tell you ain't nobody.
Hey, man.
But that's why I listen on a Friday night.
What kind of car do Cadillac got, man?
Yo. We got a Cimarron.
Before we change topics, though, I just want to give Cadillac his props because all this stuff that he's bringing to these shows as far as his samples, people are starting to take what Cadillac is doing as far as the you ain't shit niggas and my hitters. This stuff is starting to show up on other people's shows. So obviously Cadillac Man and DJ Grant, they're doing something that people are starting to copy. That's it. I don't know nothing about cars, but I listen to you guys, and I know about talk radio, and I hear what's going on. My ears to the
what's
street.
What's DJ Grant doing? I ain't heard nothing from him.
I don't do nothing. Listen, we all the same. Ain't nobody no bigger than the other. We all on the same page. And it is what it is. I like everybody. I love everybody. But, you know, just sometimes we get certain situations just kind of get a little carried out of hand a little bit. We all trying to just enjoy this shit, man, and keep it racing and keep it moving. That's what I'm about.
I'm going to put the folks lying on his phone.
Hey, DC.
Yeah, DC
DC, hey, man, this Shake and Bake. Listen to me.
I'm here, Shake and Bake.
Hey, you are somebody, bro. And we appreciate you coming on our show, listening to us, checking us out. But there's some things we just going to have to air out and work on our stuff. Everything you say and bring to us, we really appreciate it.
Hey, DC, everybody got to wash their clothes once a week, at least that. You know what I'm saying? So that's all it is, man.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. But all I'm saying is that I'm telling you what I hear. Because as someone who is not a racer, just like Baby Boy, I know what I hear. And what I'm hearing is that Cadillac, his style is starting to filter into other places. And I'm just telling y'all what I'm hearing from the truth. And, I mean, we got something good that's going on right here, and you guys got something good. I don't want it to sound like Willie Dawg. And I love Willie Dawg, but I love to be able to, the fact that y'all know I don't own a car, but y'all give me my respect. It's all about respect right here. And I've been here since day one of this year. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, DJ. Biz, and DJ, y'all on?
Yeah.
Hey, Willie Dawg.
Yo, what's up, Biz?
Hey, that car crashed in Michigan. Who car was that?
That was your car.
Who did I get that car from?
You got it from Coop, from Coop.
And what car did I trade him for that car?
You had that little ugly ass white car you had.
When did I finish paying for that car?
You want me to tell? When did you finish paying for it?
Yeah. Tell the truth. Don't lie. Tell the truth.
I rented last week.
When I finish paying for it?
Boy, you're paying for it. Move on. That's it.
When I finish paying for it, dog?
I rented last week.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, it was the person I had told a car down there, Dirty Red, from the Icy Boys. He told a couple of guys at the track that up in Michigan that it was his car. But
No. That's all your shit paid for and everything. That was all your
shut
shit.
Shut up,
dog.
Hey,
dog, when we were negotiating the deal, where was you at?
I was there with y'all, but, you know, I didn't go listen to y'all, but I was there, though.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Get off the show.
Okay.
Get up,
dog.
Hey, bitch, I don't mean nothing. How we know we get dog a lot for you? I ain't got no reason to lie for nobody. I got no reason to lie for nobody. You ask me, I'ma tell it. If you don't want me to tell it, don't ask me.
I can box play you on that. You do talk enough shit, and I ain't heard you lie yet. But you talk so much shit, don't nobody know when you're telling the truth.
That's why most of the time I tell the truth, so I won't see, when you tell a lie, you gotta remember what you told, you know, and I talk too much. If I tell a lie, I should have forgot what the fuck I done said.
Hey, TMX.
Yeah. What up, though?
Now, we from the same hometown. Now, for Biz to get dog on here, and you know dog don't give a fuck who he is, he gonna say it, you know what I'm saying? So let it be done. What you think about it, DMX?
Hey, you know what? Hey, the only thing I'm saying is, I just came with man,
Hold on.
I just came on to say what the guy said to me,
you know, that night, I didn't give a fuck about that car. I was more concerned about Beers getting his ass out the car and being all
right.
I ain't give a fuck about that car. You know, but the only thing I'm saying, man, you know, we walked up, looked at the car, and he was like, yeah, don't worry about it. This bitch will be back together, but you get mad because I don't want to tow it back to Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, hello. Can we move on from this here? This is old news here. We ain't gonna settle. Let's move on, man. We ain't gonna waste all this time on this subject right
now. Yeah, I understand you saying move on, brother. I understand. I understand you want to move on, but that's all cool. We can move on now. But nobody said to you that you that bus that you was driving in wasn't your bus. If a joker said you that bus is that tour bus you had and that garage that you had.
Hold on.
Let me speak my piece. If they said that you were fronting and that tour bus that you had wasn't yours, that Nova, all that stuff was somebody else's, and you was out here fronting, then you have something.
He ain't gonna get off the subject. He ain't gonna get off the subject. He gonna keep talking.
I'm cool now because they done said that one too many times, man. And I'm tired of hearing somebody talking about I borrow something. I'm not no borrow type of nigga. So,
okay,
man, I got that off my chest.
Watch the N-word, Biz.
I'm here. Watch the N-word, Biz.
You know what?
Hey,
you're
not a
borrow
type of joker, man.
Hey, DMX.
What up, though?
Man, what's going on tonight, man? Everybody, we come on, man. We having a good show. Everybody arguing. Can you help me out here?
Hey, I'm trying to help you out, man. I'm just trying to, hey, man, hey, Beers. Everything done with, you know, let's go with something else, Beers. You know, we done
hey,
with
man,
that.
Listen,
I'm just
man.
The only thing.
Hey,
I just want to
come
up here.
Hey,
Beers,
hold on.
Hey, man,
listen. Wait
a minute.
Hey, I'm cool. I'm cool.
I'm cool, DMX.
When I come up there, I'm going to take it out on their pocket, and I'm going to have my name all over my car.
Hey, who said
when I come up there, I'm going to take it out on their pocket. I know how to hit them.
There you go.
I know how to hit them.
There you go.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
We got a guy for you. His name is, DMX, what's his name? Ryan. What's his name, Ryan? He do the raps up there in Brownstown. He'll do it for you. He'll do the work for you.
Yeah.
I can't say Ryan's last name right now, but I think we call him Little Ryan or something. Hey guys, we got two more mics. I'm gonna go ahead and just open them up with us right now. 773-4309. 773-4309. Who is this?
Kevin, it's Will.
All right, Will, are you back?
What's up,
Will? You back on the queue?
Hey,
right,
yeah,
we got Will.
Yeah.
We got one more caller. Let's get them on real quick. 441-6614.
Kevin, I want to go in the private room. I want to go in the private room, Kevin.
Okay, I'm going to put you in the private room.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, man, look. Everybody arguing and hooting and hollering. Y'all ain't saying nothing about boom race tomorrow, man. Y'all know y'all wrong for that.
You say what?
Boom, right. Hey, man, they ain't trying to talk about nobody race right now. Everybody trying to get shit off their chest right now, man.
Man, this show is a fucking joke.
Everybody having a moment, man, so let's get it in. It's Friday. Wow, lay it down.
Is your time to talk, man? You can talk about boom race. Go ahead and tell about boom race then. It's your time. That's what you want to use your damn time to talk about boom race. Don't talk about it. If you don't, shut the hell up.
Hey, what boom race that? Is that the race 30 minutes from Macon?
No, man.
No,
boom race down in Bear Rose, Louisiana, man. Down in Louisiana. Hey, Kev, you got a
that.
You got an echo too.
I ain't going that far. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Kev, you got an echo. Somebody got a shit on the speakerphone.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Shit, man, I can't call it, man. Hey, man, they down there shooting bullets at me, man. I was out of the damn Porsche. Y'all buy me a bulletproof vest, man. Shit, I had to go to the goddamn Porsche. Y'all give me a bulletproof vest, man. They were shooting at me all kind of ways, man. I was ducking and dodging, man.
So you ducking and dodging, man?
Oh, yeah, you know. Shit, I couldn't let the motherfucker hit me, man. I couldn't let him hit me.
Hey, at least one thing, dog. You made it out of there, man. Just don't go back
hey,
out unless you got it on, man.
Shit, you know me. I'm a goddamn jump right back in the fire, goddamn. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's it, dog.
Goddamn it. B's going to get his ass out that ring and get him a goddamn fast car. We're going to come up there and kick some ass. I hope.
Hey, Ben, you still a runner center, though.
Huh? Hey, y'all got to get with Kevin and whoever running the boat and tell him somebody got a goddamn speakerphone on. That shit echoing like a motherfucker.
That's that cheap-ass phone you got, dog.
No, I ain't got no cheap phone. Everything else I got cheap.
Nah, it's the background noise. It's the background noise I've been talking about. Somebody got some background noise going on.
Well, see, well, no, it's the background noise making it. Somebody's on a headphone. See, somebody's on a headphone. Headphones are a speakerphone, and it's making
hey,
a
headphone dog at.
Dog is right, but we got Gregorius of the Year on. Wick is on right now.
What's going on? Hey, dog, go.
Hey, what up, Wick? How you doing, bro? Yeah.
What's going on with you? Y'all having y'all at the round table tonight, huh? Cadillac.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's
my grand race of the year? What's happening?
Cadillac, they said you riding on 18. You got the Escalade on 18.
I'm on 18 and an ESV, baby.
I'm in the Cadillac Escalade looking low, baby. I'm getting them ready. I'm finna roll on.
What's up?
That's what's up,
hey,
Cadillac.
Wick.
You rolling
hey,
on.
Hey, Wick.
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, Wick, he rides on 18, but he keep them clean, though.
Keep them clean?
You keep them clean,
it
baby. I don't need nothing that fast with them chumps. Believe that. It wouldn't even be
well,
fair.
I was going to send you a little baby. I was going to send you a little street car. ain't nothing wrong with borrowing cars and goods, racing and things, y'all.
Hey guys, you telling the truth now?
Hey guys, we got Wawa racing in from Chicago. They had to get him to say something. Wawa boss,
what's going on, this boss? What's going on, boss? What's going on with it? What's up, boss?
Not much, man. Just calling in to see what was up with y'all, man. Just checking in with y'all. Listen to what y'all got going on.
Get it in at the table, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Voss, the table been rough tonight. The table been real rough tonight.
I see you have. I'm down here working my butt off, man, at this watch, man. I'm a Western name. I'm just putting me back on mute. I'm just listening.
All right, baby.
Hey, Kevin, it ain't rough. Hey, Kevin, it ain't rough. As long as you ain't telling no lie, it ain't rough. As long as you tell the truth, fuck it.
hey, dog, hold on one second. You got 478-090. Okay, 478-0992. Your mic is open.
Man, you can't get it right. You can't get it right. Good evening, fellas. Good evening.
Oh, Bobby Wildchild.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing, Dad?
Wildchild.
Well, we just want to say good evening. We heard y'all over here saying all them good things, and I just want to know if you still cold up there.
Yes.
No, we had to be cold.
Hey, Bobby. I'm going to give you a story. And you get a lot of the people that know me can contest the story I'm going to say. Man, I drive a truck for a living, and I was in Canada Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I sat in the 401 for 7.5 hours.
I believe that.
So, yes, it's cold, and it's fucked up here. Excuse my French, rest you guys. But
hey, I believe that, because I drive trucks, too. So I believe that.
DMX, let me tell you one story, bro. If they ever tell you that the 401 is shut down, they tell you to take a load to Canada, tell them no. I'm not going.
Hey, I don't go back to Canada, man. I went to Canada one night, man, about 2 years ago. That was my last Canada trip. That was the only time them people ever fucked with me, man. Them people stretched me out like I was a damn criminal. I ain't been back since.
Hey, dog, you ain't right now. You need to stop that.
Well, no, I'm just telling the truth. Nobody went back on damn trip to Canada. We try to hear about some races. We want to hear about that pretty girl, Bobby Child, went down in Florida.
Man, it's a boy in Canada, so he's looking for you, pal.
They don't want to hear about Miss Erica Anderson.
Yeah, I saw you with that old thing. Hey, Bobby, is she fine, Bobby? Is she fine?
Yeah, she look a whole lot better up in person than she do on television. On television, you know, she don't. I tell you what, the cameras don't do her no justice. But when you're
who
up close,
that, Bobby?
To her, huh?
Who was that? Who are you talking about? Oh, we don't say no names. No names.
Erica Anderson, drive the post office.
She married what's his name? Richie, what's his name?
Richie Stevens. Yes, Richie Stevens.
It's nice. I mean, it's. Now, down here in Florida, we about got up to about 80. We got to about 80, about 80 degrees today. It's pretty close to it.
Hey,
and
Bobby,
it's like 60 now. Yeah.
Bobby Wildchild, where you at? Gainesville?
You in Gainesville.
Oh, yeah? Who's the number one qualifier in pro stock? What they talking about on this talk show? Ain't about nothing.
You the number one qualifier in pro stock. Y'all take a guess.
Kenny Anderson.
Erica Anderson Crucci.
She's number one
qualified? He's number one qualified. She's number two.
He ain't no Crucci no more, but he's the number one qualified. He's gonna be reckoned with this year.
Call and kill her.
Who you talking about?
No. I still got my hand with Kenny Anderson, dude.
Who?
Kenny Anderson. I still think he's going to come back.
Greg
Ooh.
Anderson.
Kenny Anderson.
His name, it ain't no damn Kenny Anderson. You got it messed up there. You got it messed up.
Dog. Straighten me out, dog.
He's talking about Greg Anderson.
He's talking about Greg Anderson.
You're right. Kenny. Dog, you're right.
He ain't going to make it. He got to miss 6 races. He got back surgery, heart surgery.
Yeah, he's gonna
be
he out of the place. Yeah, he been out here. You know, he had surgery and shit.
Dave Conley gonna be your world champ.
Hey, Dave Conley's a bad motherfucker now. That's a bad motherfucker now. I'm telling you.
Who called Dave Conley?
He got his
him
own.
Shane,
well,
him and Shane Gray, they hooked up together. They're teammates. Running tag
hey,
and has their horsepower.
Hey, kid. Didn't they add somebody to that Jason Lyon team, that Summit team? Then they add one more person with you?
Vince Nobile, he running with them now.
Yeah.
They got
that's,
three
that's
car teams.
Them somebody just switch up so much. Yeah, they switch up so much you don't know. Everybody you think got money ain't got money. Shit, they teaming up with other motherfuckers.
Yeah, you need money to run that class.
Yeah, like that girl. What's that old ugly girl name that married that boy? What's that old ugly girl named the Tequila Patron girl? What her name is?
Alexis. Alexis DeJoria.
Yeah, DeJoria. The DeJoria shit. Yeah, we thought she had money. She had to team up with somebody. That motherfucker running pretty goddamn good now.
Yep.
But hey, y'all get y'all out the phone. I gotta get me some sleep tonight, goddamn it. I gotta go get me a blowjob and go to sleep.
Dog.
Hey, dog.
Oh my God. Get your hands off your PP.
Hey, now
I'm here for fresh charges on you.
I told goddamn Cadillac the photos to be one of them ugly ass midgets down there. The ugly motherfucker didn't show up.
Oh man, the midgets on
Hey, DMX. Hey, DMX, help me
out. Hey, dog, when you did that midget, man, I'm going to send a 411 right
hey,
now.
Hey, somebody said DMX looks like one of them little midgets with his little old faggot ass.
The midgets do it. Hey, them midgets do that thing, dog. The midgets do that thing. Make your toes curl up, baby.
Hey, dog. Now be careful now. DMX got some shit now. DMX got some shit.
Man, DMX ain't got nothing but a motherfucking mouth. That all the fuck DMX gonna do is talk shit. He can do a goddamn thing.
Motherfucker got some shit now.
Hey, dog. That's all I'm gonna tell you, man. Your ass come up to the south with anything that you own, I'm gonna cut your head off and send it back down there.
You see that? That shows you how stupid he is.
You know what? I'll come to your house as soon as you tell me you ready.
You already said that you pulled me down into Mike here raised the other week. You didn't show up, so shut the fuck up.
I was down there. My leg was messed up. I ain't bringing no car. I can't drive it. What the fuck?
Well, shut the fuck up, then.
Hey, tell him you cut his head off. Shit, he owned, not what he borrowed.
Yeah, I don't care if he borrows something, I'm going to cut his goddamn head off.
Hey, every motherfucker talking about I borrowed something, kiss my motherfucking left nut. That's what you do. You broke bitches all borrow something, you got them shit.
Hey, you better not let the work. So what's up? Hey, dog, if you bring Smokey, whatever you call your car up here, in July, I'm going to knock fire with your motherfucking ass and make you park that bitch.
Hey, dog, your balls cut off, man.
Wait. Mr. Woody Dog.
Sir.
The only thing I want to say tonight is that I listen to your show every time it comes on, but it's a couple samples that you're using that I heard on Cadillac Man's show first, and I've been listening
to you.
Hey,
DC, stop. DC talked about that already, man. Go on mute.
No, what samples you talking about? What samples you talking about?
Let the man talk.
What samples?
Go ahead, dog. I was silenced, so I'm going back on mute.
There you go. Talking about some samples.
Hey, DMX.
What up?
I got a motherfucking turbo car, bitch, just like you, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Okay. and just cause I think you
I'm gonna knock fire out your motherfucking ass, bitch. Now you
who
got enough time to get
you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Who in the fuck else gonna drive it? You got them in half of motherfucking
hey,
who the
hey,
hell
hey,
the fuck you think
hey.
I'm driving?
I don't know. What car you talking about? What it look like? I don't give a fuck what you got, dog.
Like I said, as long as me and you behind the seat, I don't give a fuck if you got a pro
hey,
bar.
Hey, dog,
bitch.
You got a big block, small block. What you got?
I don't give a fuck what you got.
What
don't
you
worry
got?
About what I get.
No,
I got
no,
a car.
Bitch, we got to know something. We got to know something. If you got a small block, I'm going to tell you like this. You got a small block with one turbo on it. Lock your ass in when you're ready, bitch.
All right, now can I talk now? Is it my time to talk?
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, woman.
Okay, I want all these motherfuckers. Hey, will you be the fuck quiet? Let me talk now. I didn't interrupt you, stupid bitch.
Let somebody else talk. That's somebody else. DMX and I disrespect you. That's dog. Go ahead, dog, talk.
Thank you. Now, I didn't ask that faggot motherfucker what he had in that, because I don't give a fuck. As long as he said his motherfucking bitch ass in his seat, motherfucker, he got a race. Now, I ain't give a fuck what the fuck he got. Don't care what you got.
Hey, dog. Only thing I ask is in a small block or a big block. That's it. You can't tell me that? What the fuck? What the fuck you want to be secretive all your life for, man? We know you're gay. What else? You know, we already know that, dog. That came out last year, bitch.
We know you got ovaries.
Right. We know you like men. What the fuck? You can't say you got a small motor or a big motor?
Well, I'm going to show you how we do it again. Thank you, no. I wasn't trying to lie.
Hey, dog, just tell me small blocks.
Hey,
Kevin, won't you tell DMX, when he asks a question, he did you shut the fuck up and let somebody answer. He asks a question and keep fucking talking with his stupid ass.
All right, DMX. Let the man finish so y'all.
All right, I'm going to let him talk now.
All right, bro.
It's a small block.
Okay, when you want to do it?
We looked at it just full on rainbow.
Yeah, I can't never say when I'm going to do it because we raise every week, sir.
Energy. And it's somewhere in
the... Hey, well, this is what you do.
Me like you. I don't raise every goddamn fiscal. I don't raise every leap year.
Hey, dog. Let me tell you like this, man. You keep me posted on when y'all racing down there. And when my leg get better, bitch, I ain't coming tomorrow, nigga. Didn't you just hear me say my leg fucked up?
DMX, N-word.
Shut the fuck up.
My bad.
Hey, dog,
shut the fuck up and get in the closet till your leg is ready. Hey, dog, I got a question. Is you coming up here for Lil Tony race? Is you coming up here for Beers race in July? You coming up here for any of them races?
Yes.
Which one you coming to?
Don't worry about it. One or both.
If you come to any one of them, I'm knocking your old ass the fuck out, bastard. Now what?
You gonna do what now?
You heard me. I'm gonna knock your old ass out. Nah.
You gonna knock me out?
You show up to any one of them. You show up to any one of them races, and down on your ass, I'm going.
Break yourself, fool.
Can we go lock that up now? Can we go lock that up?
$1,500
on $5,000
or better
right now?
$1,500 on $5,000 or better. That sounds like a dumbass bet.
No,
I lock you in. I lock you in something, but I bet my own money, man. I got a family. I'm not trying to run you out your house, and don't try to run me out mine.
Motherfucker, I got
you. We can lock in something easy, and then when we get to the track, you know the bet go from there. But I'm not going to stick my foot out on something, tell you I lock you in $2,000, $3,000. I'm not doing that. We'll see when we get to the track how everything go, man. This is a dog-eat-dog world, man. I'm trying to live, man.
Kevin, why are we wasting all this time with this dumb motherfucker on the phone tonight?
Hey, dog, you know what? A lot of people... They throw them old high-ass lock-in bets because they really don't want to race, and you sound like one of them bitches that's doing it now.
Yeah, he's getting the race.
Okay.
Hey, dog.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you about DMX. DMX will run. He's a man. You know, okay. I'm saying he don't have a bunch of... Don't listen to DMX. DMX has a bunch of people behind him. That's what he's
giving. Kevin, we waving time. What's the most you want to run for DMX? It's still like this.
Most I want to run for is the most I will lock in with somebody. Because anything can happen. You might not make the trip. I might not make the trip. Hey,
how much?
Hey, man, we'll lock a few hundred in, and then when we get to the track, we set it from there.
DMX, I'm coming damn 10 or 12 hours. What's the most you'll run for? I just want to know. I ain't trying to big this.
Listen,
what's the most you'll run
for? It ain't the most I will run for. I will run for whatever once we there.
X, he coming anyway, man, so he can't use that talking about he can knock up for about 1,500 of him to come. He gonna come anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, DMX.
What up?
DMX, do it this way. DMX, you don't. Hey, just lock him in. I mean, you and Doug, I'm going to stand out of it. But, you know, I know both of y'all. Once you lock him in for, like, 500 lock-in or 250 lock-in, that way, you know, if even when y'all show, I mean, yeah, y'all ain't trying to kill each other.
I lock him in for 250. And then we set the price once both cars, we sitting by both cars.
No, that ain't how it works. Lock it in for the full price.
That's what I was
saying. Hey, whoever the fuck talking, you can shut up because you ain't got nothing to do with this. And that is how it works.
That's my tuner. He got something to do with it, goddammit. He got something to do with it.
I don't give a fuck about no tuner.
Hey, dog, y'all keep it respectful. I mean, DMX coming to you saying, you know,
yeah, you
y'all
add more people in it. This guy ain't gonna do it nothing.
Right. What did I say disrespect? Because I said it's not true. What did I say disrespect?
No. Dog, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that y'all, you and him work it out. Y'all lock it in. He said 250. So if you don't come, he don't come, or whatever. I mean, then one of y'all got $250?
Man, ain't nobody locking in no $250. Lock in 500 or 1,000.
Hey, Biz. I'm talking garbage, Biz.
Why
you dipping in the business, Biz?
Because you got on the phone dipping in mine. So you open the door. Lock in 500.
Lock
in 500. Lock in 500, man. Ain't nobody locking in no $250.
Biz. Hey, Biz.
Biz,
do it this way.
Why you lock in 250?
Hey, Biz.
Y'all ain't trying to race, man. You locking in 250,
so you can see, what kind of car he bringing.
What I'm tripping is why Biz talking. Me and Biz ain't got no words, but now he interfering in somebody else.
And Biz,
man,
hold on. DMX, hold on a second. Biz, you're right.
Listen,
what I'm saying is,
Kevin, listen. You only lock it in 250 so you can see what kind of car he bring. If you don't like the car he bring, then you pay
it. What kind of car he bring? If it's a full
lock in 500.
Won't you lock in 500? You lock in 500.
Hello.
Hey, you know what, Ben? This the way we'll do it. I don't give a fuck about neither one of y'all cars. Y'all bring both of them bitches there, and I'm knocking both of you bitches out.
I got 90%.
There you go.
Hold on. You bring your shit there, I'm knocking the fuck out, Biz.
I don't have a pro charger car. I got a 90%.
I don't give a fuck what you got. That means you need to shut the fuck up.
Now you big cheese. I gotta be quiet because you
it
got
ain't
a
no big cheese,
right.
I don't get it in none of your races, dude. Why are you getting in mine?
You just did.
I ain't saying shit until you just start dipping.
Man, come on, man. You slow.
Man, Biz, hey, dog. I talk to you on the phone all the time. I don't get in nothing you talk about racing nobody.
Hey, man, listen, man. Lock in 500,
Hey, man, this is all you got to do. When you bring your sorry ass back to the North, you bring that belt because I'm taking it, chump.
You can't take what ain't mine.
I don't have a belt. I'll retire with it.
Say what?
CMX. What up? CMX. Get out
What's
of here.
What's up?
Biz.
Yeah.
Biz. What are you bringing up to the North?
That's homosexual. Don't worry about what I'm bringing
up from down south.
I like to lock your mind. You can bring your big block car. I block your monkey ass.
Man, whatever, Chemo.
There you
I'll
go.
Bring
man,
some
man,
I'll,
ass
I'll bring some. No, I'm going to bring a turbo up here for you.
I'm going to bring a turbo up there for you.
500 on 2,000. I got a turbo car. I don't have it. I'm going to bring a turbo car up there. How you like that?
Okay. Oh, okay. You gonna go contract?
Yeah.
You gonna borrow somebody?
Yeah.
And you
get your daddy in line too. You can get your daddy in line too.
Hey, I'm gonna borrow somebody's car.
Hey, listen, Uncle Tom. I'm gonna bring my car.
Man, you a homosexual. That's what you are.
That's right.
You're a homosexual.
That's why I'm gonna bring my car to race your car. You put that big
car
in
front of
your whole mother.
I got a nitrous car, fag. I don't want to turn no car with
a
nitrous
car. We got a nitrous car too in our camp that we wanna lock your nitrous car in.
As long as you get your fag yourself in there, I'll lock in.
Ah, there you go. You racing the car on me, motherfucker.
Get your fag yourself in there.
You racing the car on me, man.
You a homosexual. You don't argue with no Benedict motherfucker.
You tell him to get his car up here and lock it in. That's what you do, DMX. You don't argue with no sucker like him, man.
Man, you was a faggot.
Come on, get your ass on up
you
here.
Was a
hurry
faggot.
Up, get up here. Where you gonna be at, man?
Get up there for what?
Yeah,
it's snowing. And you a faggot.
We're gonna be at. Listen.
You was
a
faggot. And you was a faggot.
Would you like to lock in with your car?
I'll be there on the 19th, sir.
You hear this, Uncle Tom,
yeah.
motherfucker? I'll be there on the 19th, faggot.
Yeah. That's when I'll be up there, fag.
I'm going to make a special trip down there if you got your
car.
Come
on down there with your pom-poms.
Yeah,
faggot. Come on down there.
Use a fag and a cunt. Let me tell you,
use a fag and a cunt. You can't go nowhere but Detroit. You dummy. You big old dummy. You can't go nowhere but Detroit.
I whooped your ass in Detroit, and I whooped you in Chicago.
So
I whooped you in Chicago.
So what's the difference? I told my car up in Michigan, you told yours up in Chicago.
Hey, listen,
so what's the difference?
You hear me? Hey, you told yours up in Michigan.
You told yours up in Chicago.
That motherfucker didn't know how to get out the gas.
And your dumb driver went into the wall. Spinning around like a damn top.
He didn't tear the bitch up where I couldn't reach.
You didn't come out the rest of the year.
I was out three months.
And you didn't come out the rest of the year.
Biz, I still got my car.
I still have cars, sir.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Yeah,
hey, man, can we get back to Dog and them? Let's get back to Dog and DMX. They about to lock in.
I was trying to lock one of the Uncle Tom's in down there, man.
Is this Kimo?
Hey.
Yeah.
What up?
Don't lock in on 500, man. They're going to be at the track anyway, man. They're coming anyway, man. They're locking 500 folks.
Rhea's talking about I got to see his car.
That's Ben's race. Hey, that's Ben's race. He gonna be there.
Dumbass driving. I don't give a fuck. The dog is a fucking moron.
Hey, that's Ben's race. He gonna be at the track. So why the fuck
gonna
lock in 500?
Hey, Ben, if your car and y'all don't dog car stuff. There, I'm fucking y'all up, man.
Ben, you already said you ain't gonna run a turbo car, so you ain't gonna run a Pro Charge car with your little nitrous car. So go get your Pro Charge before you bring your nitrous car.
You lock that in. I want your
you
nitrous car.
If you drive,
no,
bitch,
I'm never getting in the car again. I ain't never getting in the car again. I'm gonna pay somebody to drive.
I'm gonna pay somebody to drive.
How you like that?
I'm gonna pay somebody to drive. I'm gonna tell you one thing.
Get you some balls, boy, and dry your
shit. Lethal weapon, don't drive.
Wait a minute, y'all.
Lethal weapon, don't drive.
Wait a second.
Guys, hold on. Grind and Pond is on, Nate. They got something to say.
Yes, sir.
Kimo, keep your motherfucking name out my your motherfucking mouth, boy.
Yeah,
we gonna fuck you up. We already, we already locked in.
I got your goddamn name.
Yes, sir. Goddamn it. Hey, when it comes to goddamn Grind and Pound, Eastside Stranglers, All Throttle, No Bottle, motherfucker, we all together. We gonna fuck you.
We all together, goddamn it.
No rubber. We gonna impregnate your bitch ass.
Who you talking to, Jeff?
Beers. Hey, hold up.
I'm talking to Kimo.
Hey, who you say that on the call? Hey, who you say that on the call?
You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do shit.
Hey,
Beers,
I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead. Hey, man, too many people talking.
Hey, Beers, this is what I
want to
say to you, man.
To who.
Hey, Beers, I'm DMX. This the only thing I want to say to you, Beers, I own a Protoss car. My wife owned a Nitrous car. That's the difference. So you can't tell me to bring my car because my car is a Protoss.
I didn't say bring your car. I said bring that. I said bring that Nitrous car.
No, you said you are on my Nitrous car. I don't own a Nitrous car. My wife owns a Nitrous car.
I didn't say you own a Nitrous car. I said bring that Nitrous car.
What you own?
The one that
you
drive.
Motherfucker, you got a race.
Dog, shut your stanky old Benadryl motherfucking Ben Gay smelling ass up and go sit down. You on that race? I'm knocking your goddamn head off.
You can't lock it off unless you lock something in, you bitch-ass motherfucking homosexual.
Hey, I ain't
got to
lock nothing in, your bitch-ass. You know, your daddy started talking, then you couldn't lock in, so fuck y'all. I'll see both of you bitches when y'all get here. But your ass on the premises, I'm fucking you up.
With your lip?
Yeah, whatever. No, I think you really a homosexual, you fucking faggot.
No, that's Kimo. That's Kimo.
So that means both of us are homosexuals if you suck it
up.
Hey,
X. What up, you know, dog run beside Biz and gave Biz diabetes.
Man, it can't get warm. It can't get to July quick enough.
I ain't gonna lie. I think they all slow.
It can't get to July quick enough.
Hey, Ben, the only thing I'm saying, dog, I wish you wouldn't have got rid of your pro charge so I could have knocked your goddamn head off.
I had that pro charge in college.
When you had that black car for two years, man.
And none of you jokers moved, man.
Man, I had that blackout.
Hold on, fellas. Can I break in? Somebody was just in One Nation in the groove.
Hold on.
Somebody was just playing One Nation on their groove. It's a Friday night.
Friday night,
okay.
Baby. I'm tipping going down.
No, but somebody was playing One Nation on their groove, and I'm a musician. Y'all can talk drag racing all night, but if you want to talk music, I got every percussion instrument set up in my basement. But if you bring that One Nation on their groove back, that's going to, I mean, fellas, listen to this joint. Listen to the groove.
Hey,
man, this drag race radio,
man,
this ain't so
told you that. You can't get around it, man.
Look, you clowns tripped me out, man. I had that damn Pro Charger car for 2 years, and the two clowns, only one that raced me on the phone was freaking Kimo, man. Man, you jokers wouldn't move when I had that car up there, man.
Last year, my car didn't get right to the end of the year.
What?
Hey, man, last year my car didn't get right to the end of the year, man. So I ain't listening to
one right.
And yours wasn't either. You got your ass whooped off by five cars, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about?
The year before when
That's
I was up north with all you
bitch.
Sweet jokers, you wouldn't move.
Hey,
man. I had to give you
sweet. You know what? I bet you money you won't move right now with that slow-ass nitrous car you got. Since
what?
You saying my pro charge ain't right, I guarantee you I'd knock five your motherfucking ass, nigga.
Hey, man,
you wouldn't run
my Pro Charger car with your nitrous car? I'm not going to run no Pro Charger car with my nitrous car.
You know what?
Get your small block nitrous car. You got cash.
I got a small block nitrous car. The only thing you got to do is get your ass behind the wheel. If you get behind the wheel, I'm going to knock five.
Hey, man, listen, man. Listen, man.
I don't want to hear about your driving.
The Weber old ass man, he don't need to drive.
I don't drive, man. Hey, man, be quiet. You have nothing to say.
Hey, guys.
Be quiet.
Guys.
Grown people are talking.
Hey, guys.
I'm a grown ass man, Chuck, son.
You ain't nothing, man. I'm going to have you wash my rims when I come up there.
You ain't going to have me do shit.
I'm
going to
have you wash my
rims. You going to have me take them others off your car. That's what's going to happen, boy.
I'm going to have you wash my rims. I'm going to take them off.
Hey, Miz, I got one thing to say. You say, wouldn't nobody run your Pro Charge car? Didn't Jimbo run you? That's a nitrous car. So why you can't line that slow bitch up you got against my Pro Charge car?
And
now,
what happened to Jimbo?
We put a nitrous car on you. Wasn't that car hurt that night? And you barely beat him. So why don't you try it with me?
My nigga's boat, right?
Man.
You know this shit do crazy. Hey, man.
I don't want to hear that gay ass shit. Can't nobody run a Pro Charge car because we put one of the nicest cars on your car. And it was hurt that day when it ran.
Free my
nigga's
boat.
Beat it, man.
You know this shit do crazy. Tim Mack.
Niggas try me, catch me first. Chopper so big, nigga, hit reverse. I'ma draw down on you.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Man, can you control your show? This show done went to whack.
No, it really didn't.
Hey,
this Jeff
got that kind of power.
I think I'm listening
to something.
Hey, man,
what
baby boy?
he was 10.
Hey, is Chemo still on? Hey, is DMX still on?
I'm here.
I just got a text. What's the turbo car to Indiana? What's
SVO.
Carrying them car? Carrying them just sent me a text. They said
SVO,
lock in.
SVO.
SVO said lock in.
Man, tell SVO to go to hell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm sure you would say
tell,
that.
Hey, tell SVO to lock in with – tell him to lock in with our turbo car. Tell him to lock
he
in with that. See what he want to do.
Nobody. All he want to do is be on this damn show and talk. That
hey, dog, shut your gay ass up, because if you step up in Michigan, I'm cutting your old ass in half.
Hey, dog, you got cash.
SVO ain't
dog.
Got nothing to do with this conversation. We talking to dog and beers. We ain't talking to SVO. We got a car for SVO.
What car? Call him out.
They said what car? He just texted me. He said, which car? What car?
Tell him we got a black.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm
grown folks.
That's
talking.
All he need to know.
Huh?
We got a black turbo car. It'll be out this year.
Okay.
It'll be out this year. It'll be at both of them races.
You driving?
You go there. What's the name of it, bitch?
Do it matter who driving? Did you ask yourself that?
You want me to get in the car?
I'm just telling you, the turbo car. I'm not the driver, but I got a driver for it.
Okay.
And he ready to go to battle with whoever.
Okay.
What car you talking about?
He ain't ready to lock in.
What's the name of it? What's the name of it? We didn't know.
It's a class car, dog. They don't class car don't have names.
Yeah, we don't run class cars.
They don't have names. They don't have names.
DMX, you still arguing with this Benedict Arnold.
Man, I'm through arguing with them dummies, man. Talk about SVO. Why ain't nobody thinking about
SVO? Oh, yeah,
SVO
said lock in, Kimo.
I can't really talk loud because I'm in the hospital with my old lady. But what did you say?
Oh, shit, what's wrong with her, man? She all right?
Yeah, she had surgery today, but she good.
Look at that.
Okay, we hope the best for her. We hope the best for her.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Because, you know, my wife just recovered from surgery January 30th, man. So I know what she's going through, Bo.
If your wife is, if your wife is in the hospital, you need to be off the talk show. Hang the phone up.
Yeah, I'm about to not touch the beyond. I'll keep with y'all later.
Yeah.
All right, man. Take care of your wife, Kimo.
Yeah, man, I'll get with you in the morning.
You better get the bill next day.
Say what it is.
Hey, Jerry, do you make the show until he get in some nuts that want to race, too? That bitch don't want to race.
No, he don't want to race.
Jerry?
Oh, DMX.
Hey, man, I'm going to just tell you like
DMX,
this, dog.
DMX still there. He's still there.
I'm just, I'm going to just say it like this, dog. You and Biz, y'all show up, y'all going to see if I want to race. SBO, he going to get his, too, because he dipping his shit. He ain't got nothing to do with
it. He has got something to do with it. We made him have something to do with it. You don't like it.
He ain't got shit to do with it. Y'all, bro, don't call
him.
Hey, guys, we got some background noise. Somebody got to mute their mics. I'm going to stop muting mics, so we got so much time left.
I want to lock in Eastside Stranglers. They locked them in.
All right, hold on.
They locked
hey,
that in.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Biz, give me 1 second to find them. Hootie,
Strugglers, get on the line. You got a bite.
Motherfucker, we don't
move.
What you mean? We ain't ran nowhere.
Let's lock that in. Where Hootie at? Lock in, Hootie.
Hey,
his name
hey,
is
Hootie.
Tootie.
Hold on.
His name is Tootie.
Hey, Biz.
His name is Tootie.
Yeah.
Biz, do you want to do an intermission to give him a chance to respond?
Yeah.
Your intermission is going on right now, sir. You give him a chance to respond.
He's going to try to rob me. Well, I'm going
to
show you.
Hey, who's trying to call in, man? 2199.
I wasn't trying to rob you.
Shut up.
All right, text me. You know who it is. I'll take
your ass. Now, what you done with Day-Day and
Rob? Terrell, lock in.
Hey, like, Joe, who are you trying to call
Day-Day
in?
My shut up.
Now, lock in for him with Terrell.
I'm not. He locked in his own way.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
I'm not doing shit when somebody trying to talk.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
You ain't got no
hey,
gun. But where the weed at? I ain't got no weed. Shut the fuck up!
Hold on, Hootie right here. Hold on. Here you go.
What up? Yeah,
Hootie to get on the phone.
Hootie, you there?
That's so big fucking ass up, Cali.
Tootie. You can't
what up? What up?
Come on, man.
Hey, you want to lock in, Hootie?
Lock in the what?
Oh, God.
No, just motherfucker.
Wait.
Huh? You got a conventional head?
A conventional head? I got a small block, man. I got a small block with one car.
Hey, look.
I got
hold
a small
on,
block.
On.
Hey, man, I'm not
going
to.
Hold
gonna,
on,
I'm
hold
not
on.
Gonna, okay, go ahead. Go
hey,
ahead.
Let me
talk. Hey,
let me talk. Come on. Did you just sit up there last week? Hold on. Did you just sit up there last week and say you ain't locking in this shit 3 months from now? So why are you trying to lock in tonight?
I want to lock you in
because
you talk too much.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to bag it up, too. I'm going to see who you want to hold the money. I'm going to send it up there because I know you sweet.
Man, you don't know I'm sweet. Oh, I'm not locking in no ghost-ass rental car. Fuck, I look like a goofy. No. When I see that motherfucker, I like what I see. Telling your ass I'm going.
Well, you
ain't
going to like what you see then. You ain't going to like what you see.
Well, guess what then? Guess what? I got multiple cars. Don't worry about it. I got an
S10. Well, lock it in. It's got a 28 on it.
I don't care.
Countdown, motherfucker.
I'm gonna give you extra incentive. Make it light on yourself. Lock in. That's what this show about. Lock it in. Lock in.
Well, guess
lock
what?
In your
hold
S10
on,
truck.
Hold on.
Shit. Hold on. Who's driving the S10 truck?
What you gonna do, man?
Huh?
Hey,
who's driving
man,
the S10 truck?
No,
Listen to me. As long as you or your brother drive, I don't give a damn what the tire size. I don't give a damn what motor
man,
you got in there.
Hold on. First of all, how you going to pick my car when I ain't picking your car? I don't give a fuck who drive your car, so why the fuck you can't drive my truck? It should
listen
matter.
To me, man. Listen, I'm
hey,
telling
man,
you,
I
don't care.
To you, man. You
I'm telling you,
what
you
got
a big iron in there. I don't care if you
got
a big ass. I'm trying to tell you, you and your brother jitty boom, so you can read between the lines. You and your brother get in there. I don't give a damn if you go get big drag motor and put in there. You some jitty booms. You got head
well,
of
guess
action,
what?
Man.
I'm not getting in, and my brother ain't getting in. Don't worry about who getting in,
okay,
motherfucker.
Well, you ain't trying to run. You ain't trying to run.
Well,
you
ain't
trying
to
run.
You ain't gonna do shit, nigga.
Hey,
Hey, you need to
know about behind the
wheel of that truck, man. That ain't right.
We ain't
asking you behind the wheel of your car.
Huh?
They ain't trying to go.
Where'd you
say, Jeff?
They say Jeff.
They must be
getting
a DMX. They no
race. I say you worried about somebody being behind the wheel of a car. Why you worried about that? You racing the car.
Listen
don't
what I'm saying.
Care about dogs being behind your car.
Hold on. If you listen to my gamble, you'll understand, brother. I said I don't care what type of car. I hear your gamble. If that's the case, come with a small block on 28th, and damn it, I don't care who's driving the car.
It's a small block on 29th, and that's what it is.
Okay, well, he got action, man. He got action. I don't care who's driving the car. Small block on 29th, I don't care. Who drive the car? Get out.
That sounds better. That sounds like, sound like what you're supposed to say.
Lock in.
Now nobody ain't talking.
They bagging up. They ain't got yeah. enough hard to lock in, man. Yeah. They ain't finna do nothing, man. They just so, talking.
So what? We got out the back
room? Hey,
Big Bird. Big Bird,
no
what they locking in on?
Ain't no oil pressure,
we
man.
We got out the back.
What y'all locking in on?
We're going to go way out. We're going to go as far as the track let us go. We're going to go out the back door.
Hey, didn't Ben say last week he don't lock in on races 2 or 3 miles in advance?
Now you're crying. Now you're crying. Now you're crying.
No, you're a hypocrite, man.
Now
you're a fucking hypocrite, man.
Hey, man, I'm done, man. These people ain't trying to race, man.
Biz, hold on, man. Hold on. You done my ass. Motherfucker, you said
yeah,
you
were
locked in races 3 or 4 races, man.
What's up, man? Ride for me. Most like I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. Then they ain't going
hey,
in,
man.
It's a whip.
Y'all motherfucker want to go to the disco, motherfucker. Get off the show with that whack-ass bullshit.
No.
I'm done talking, dog. Hey, dog, they want to lock in, man.
Wait
you locked it in, dog.
Dude, you weak as hell, man.
It's one thing. Is you going to lock in or you going to fall down on your face, you going to get on jack stand. What you going to do? The man say you want to lock
right.
in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lock
that's
in.
Right.
If you going to lock that's in, get that. In. If you ain't lay down on your stomach, weak. Cause I got you locked
that's right.
in, and, it's, and I got 2 months. I'm gonna put
let
it
let
all in
go.
Your mouth and in your booty hole. I'm gonna ride you out.
Let go.
I'm gonna make you get on these nuts.
Okay, wait a minute. If you guys will listen, when that hitters come on, that means calm down. It means it's a way of controlling the show. If you listen to the lyrics of Hit It, it means shut the fuck up and listen.
Man, we don't want to hear the lyrics.
Hey, check it out, though. Hold on,
I want to know one thing about them struggles. Y'all going to lock in with the biz or you going to lay on
can
the
Can I say something, man? Look, check it out. Hold on. This is Eastside Strength. Let me say something. We had no problem locking on that race, man. But Biz wouldn't lock in last week on a race. He said
break yourself, fool!
3 months before time, man.
Well,
he said
well,
lock
hey,
in race.
So
I
didn't
want to
lock in.
Hold on.
And you're already in the line of fire, so back up. Line back up. Line back up. Get in order.
Mother, I made it. Cry for me. Most likely I'm going to die for me.
That means all of y'all. Wait a minute. That, when you hear that, that means everybody shut the fuck up and listen.
Look, man, hold on. This is why I want to explain something to you, man. Biz got on the phone last week, said he don't lock in on races, man. 3 months before race time. How this dumbass get on the phone now that he won't lock in a race?
Well, he's
that was
ready,
last
man.
Week. Quit crying, goddammit.
Can he change his mind?
Man, he's been
there,
man.
Man,
don't catch your ass in Chicago no more, Biz.
Hey, dog, don't let your motherfucking stuff.
Say what?
Biz.
Don't do what?
Go ahead and have your business with that man. Everybody shut up. Let Biz and the man have their business real quick.
Man, that man ain't going to do nothing, man. That man just want to
hear I'm just saying.
Real talk, though. You say you'll lock in on race 3 months before time, man. So why you just answer the phone now? You can't lock in the race, man.
My
man got locked
mad,
you in last
they
week,
mad
dude.
About inviting to eat chicken last year when the South came.
Man, fuck that chicken, man. You weak as hell, boy.
Oh, they
were
locked they in love that. You said you're Motor City Mafia.
Hey. Motor City Mafia,
said?
Baby. The Tony KKF.
Is that what you
show.
Said? You said you're Motor City Mafia.
I said Motor City Mafia,
mean?
Baby.
What that
take
supposed,
care
that's
of her
mother
yeah. I love all these motherfuckers, bro. What the fuck is he talking about?
Hey, hold on. Let's Tony in the show.
Man, that sound like when I was 14 years old when a dude told me, man, I'm a vice lord and I'm a disciple. But that's what hurt my feelings.
Hey, Biz, you ain't right, man.
Hey, you know how to cut a show off. That's why I have to take care of the fans. You know?
That man said he was Motor City Mafia.
Hey, get his ass back. He said he represents Chi-Town, Georgia.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. Ooh, man. Hey, man, when you get ready to lock in, man, contact Willie Dog, man. Let Willie Dog know.
When you ready to run the back door, you contact me.
Oh, man.
Hey, do
Ooh.
DMX still got hemorrhoids on his head, man?
Yeah, man.
I lay alone in my bed at night. I'm having flashbacks. Somebody playing tricks on me.
Hey, dog, do you drive
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. When that shit is on, let me drop some shit like this here. Yeah. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being...
Hey, great job, DJ. Great job, DJ.
Nobody move. Nobody get hurt.
Hey, dog, do you drive a quarter mile?
I will.
Okay.
But we don't do that shit down there. No number sisters go to quarter mile.
Hey, Jason, man, come on, man, with the music, man.
Hey, man, somebody need to fight that motherfucker.
My head up, my head up.
My head up.
Dog, you're a crusty-ass fool for that shit, huh?
How you know? Your old lady told you?
Hey, dog. Fuck they hitter. I'm the motherfucking hitter.
Time out. What you got to understand,
Fuck y'all hitters.
Yeah,
okay, that's what you're saying.
Fuck all y'all.
What you got to understand is whoever's friend is my hitter. And I know who's doing it, but I'm just speaking hypothetically. You got to understand, we are all one. So I can bring up Maze, because I'm a musician. Maze, we are one.
Man, that's that DC guy again.
Wait a minute. Listen to me.
I got to tell
Maze,
go back on you.
Beverly. We one people, dude. We are one people, dude. So what I'm saying to you is
song.
That
be at my
head.
Go back on you, DC.
No, DC, we not all one, man. We got Motor City Mafia in the house.
Yeah, now one in the motherfucking house. And I ain't with none of these motherfuckers.
Eastside Strangler,
we're
black. Hey, DC, they don't know they part of my hitter. I said them all got to do a 120 job.
DC,
hey,
you, man.
Truck driver, please.
They don't know.
EC, go on mute.
We got London on the
train. They don't know the hell. Hey, Whit, what did you just say, Whit?
Motherfucker. Huh?
What did you just say, Whit?
I said, man, all these motherfuckers ain't shit. I'm the motherfucking heavy here.
Hey,
Whit.
Most like I'ma die for me. I've been grinding that side all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters.
My hitters. You want to my hitters, baby.
DJ, bring me that joint.
We are one by Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Man, what
because
we just
see,
get the fuck
I'm
off
I'm a musician.
These
I'm a musician. Wait a minute.
We are
one.
We are
one.
Man, that's DC, man. DC, go on mute, man. Go on mute, DC.
Hey, Stragglers, lay down on your stomach. Stick your booty in your finger.
Figure that one out.
Get off this show, boy. Get on your
Hey,
boy.
Y'all come on here. Y'all get on here, boy. I done told you.
We taking little baby to Edington. Fuck that. Who want to lock me in for the Edington tomorrow?
What you mute my goddamn? What you mute my goddamn mic for? You talking bitch? You.
Hey, first of all, you watch what you say on my show, boy. Watch what you say on my show, boy. Watch yourself, boy.
You
watch yourself.
Come on out there, come on out there, motherfucking snow.
Say what?
Come on, out there slow, man. What are they racing at? Run your head down south for about 2 weeks, and we're going to give your ass what you're looking for. When you go back up there, you'll be got them putting your ass in the snow. Get the soreness out your ass.
No, I ain't got it. I'm waiting for you to get out here. Yeah.
Hey, Kelly. BT, you online? BT, you online? BT. BT, you online?
In
the bushes. BT, he's talking about he'll have to be on his weekend show. Why are you calling in?
I'm daddy. Remember that, boy.
Cadillac running the show.
It's Cadillac, baby. I'm daddy. Recognize. Boy.
Hey, Kev, I think you got him in the private room or something, Kev. You won't let him out.
Man, that motherfucker in the private room, that motherfucker, why you saying I'm in the private room? His mic is open. 662-0506.
Now, you know BET will fillet your motherfucking ass, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to BET's ass, too.
Tell BET to get to tell that girl out there,
where,
get out the club.
Tell BET
the
mic is
open.
Tell
BET
the mic is
open.
You know BET
will
fillet your motherfucking ass,
man. Who?
BET, your daddy on the phone. BET, get out the closet. Your daddy on the phone.
Rick, his mic is open. 662-442-0506. Your mic is open.
I don't know. I guess he got them. I don't know.
Okay. So you ain't
scared to talk to his daddy. He's scared to talk to his daddy.
The ass Kenny got, can't fuck with nothing I got. So is that his ass Ken or Wick? Or is that your ass Ken, Wick?
No, this is his team. I got a
Wick,
street car.
I ain't talking to you. Wick, I ain't talking
but
to you.
But I let him drive,
the
motherfucker. I let him drive my street car.
You will let BET drive your nuts. Hey, Wick. Come on, Wick. You my boy now. You grudge of the year. Ain't nobody got BET shit.
Fucking with y'all done pissed me off now. I done burnt my motherfucking couch fucking with y'all. You motherfuckers gonna have to lock in now, goddamn. Yeah, I done fucked up now. Burnt my motherfucking couch.
He said, hold on. He said he with DC. And DC, your mic open?
Fuck the hole in that motherfucker. Now you motherfuckers need to lock in now for real now. Hey.
DC.
Who on the
DC, your mic open?
Who motherfucker want to lock in with BET?
Yeah, DC is here. DC is here.
DC, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
He said he here three times, Kevin. BET, you got a car, you got a race car.
BET said he's there with you.
I've said it several times tonight. I don't have a car, but I'm telling you guys what I hear. I've said that. I don't have a car. My car is gone. I had 91.
Wick, leave the man alone. Nah. He said he had no car.
Hold up, Kev. I ain't messing with that man. I'm having fun with that man. I know you're playing. Kev, you need to be quiet some goddamn time, too. Because, Kev, I go down on you. What you got, Kev? You done piss me. What the hell you got?
Hey, Wick.
I'm going to go down on the motherfucker running the board. Fuck it.
All right, Wick. Hey, I'm not running the board.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick.
DC. You straight, DC. I just talking to him.
Wick.
You a fan of shit.
Hey, Wick.
But, DC.
Wick.
You can roll with me, goddammit. Huh?
Wick.
Yeah.
We boys. I have nothing for you, sir. I had no Cuban even fuck with you. Grudge for the year. All right?
All right, kid. I can respect that, kid.
You know you the man, okay?
Well, get three lugs on this motherfucker then. I know he'll run this shit.
I can't get him on. BET on.
Let's get Leon on.
Huh?
Can't get him on.
Man, I don't want to hear all the bunch of goddamn bullshit. Leon telling me he got to go to work and shit. 200. got to go to sleep to go to work at 4 in the morning, all that bullshit, man. We're trying to race. Get three lug.
Hey,
I trick him. I run three lug with my goddamn three car.
All right, boy, see if we get three lug on.
Get three lug on this motherfucker. If he put three lugs on his back wheel, I'm going to run him with my goddamn three car.
Okay.
Hey, Ben. You letting them boys
put
you
to sleep, Ben? I'm making a text for you right now, Wick. Should I get three lugs?
What's going on, Wick?
I'm here. Man, you ain't got to be quiet for these boys. Fuck these
boys. Oh, man. Hey, Wick, man. I'm all talked out, man. I'm ready to race, man. I'm ready to get this car out the shop and race.
What you having? Hey, Wick.
Hey,
Wick, we just having a good time. You know how we do it.
Yeah, they said B is borrowing cars and shit, man.
Yeah.
Hey, now, I'm explaining something to y'all. If y'all believe any goddamn thing that goddamn boy, what his goddamn name is, B?
Dirty Red.
Man, y'all believe anything Dirty Red,
hey,
so y'all got to be dumb as a motherfucker. Dirty Red will tell you goddamn it. Dirty Red will tell you goddamn it today Christmas.
Hey,
we don't know who Dirty Red is, man.
Oh, I just want to ask
he
a question.
Is a
Hell, we don't know.
We'll know.
You know,
it'll
be going off
in
about
10 minutes.
Who's running the goddamn board? It'll be going off in about 10 minutes.
You heard what Doc said. Go off in 10 minutes.
No, it's not.
Right, but I'm saying, who's running the board?
Hell, everybody has the passcode. You know who running the damn board?
Who's gonna be running the board? With a square.
Who been running the board tonight? You care?
Trying to help out, but you don't know who got the damn passport.
Everybody's scared to say who got the vote. Everybody's scared to say.
Everybody's scared, man. Kevin is a huge scary motherfucker.
Y'all
I'm running the board.
But they gonna
who? Eastside Strangler's on the board.
Eastside Strangler ain't running no damn board. They don't do them to run their damn mouth and don't race no goddamn back.
Hey, we're gonna run
here. We do.
Hey. Running the boat, hold on a minute. Whoever running the boat, open up 620122. That's where BET is, I think. Open up 662-0122.
Kel running the goddamn board. Kel, I don't know who are you telling me you ain't running the damn board.
Wait. Anybody run that board?
Open up
662-0122. You done pulled me in the private room. You opened up my mic. You been running the motherfucker.
Yeah, his weak ass been running it. He's scared I'm going to cuss his motherfucking ass out. Kevin, I think you're a bitch motherfucker. And you need to be goddamn it. Stay on your goddamn camera on jack stand with your thumb with your ass, you weak bitch.
Hey, BT.
Fuck you. I ain't got nothing else for you, Kev. I ain't got
BT.
Nothing else for you. You a whole ass.
Okay.
Kid. I ain't got nothing else
all right.
for you, man.
BT. BT.
Fuck you.
All right, now, okay, you said you're
the same. That motherfucker drunk.
BT.
Right. Fuck you, you weak bitch. You motherfucker.
All right,
motherfucker.
I'm running the board.
Calm me down. How the fuck you talking about calming me down, you weak motherfucker?
Hey, BT.
Calm your own
BT.
Ass down, you gay bitch.
Hey, BT.
Stay down on your stuff. Stay down on your stuff.
BT. Hey, hold on, everybody quiet. BT, I got more kids than you got, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Quit playing the
bullshit. Pussy don't hold me shit, motherfucker. Pussy don't hold me shit, motherfucker. Let's get that straight or not. Pussy don't hold me shit. You know
what
I mean?
Hey,
BT.
Hey,
BT.
Now, BT,
I'm trying to tell you, bro. All you got to do is come to me right.
Running the board. You so goddamn weak, you can't even hold up for tell a motherfucker that you run the board. Put a motherfucking private
room. BT.
You a whole ass.
BT.
Man.
BT. BT. BT, how many kids you got?
Kiss my left nut.
How many kids you got, BT? BT, how many kids you got? BT, how many kids you got? How many kids you got? How many kids you got? You got grandkids?
I might have one by your hoe. Motherfucker.
Okay. No, see, I don't have hoes, motherfucker.
What proof?
What proof?
Let me explain something to you. Let me tell you. I don't have hoes. You fuck with hoes.
The hoe you got now.
I fuck with
the hoe you got now is a hoe. I talked to her last night.
Not.
She said she a hoe.
No. Okay. I got three
hoes.
A-B-E-T. A-B-E-T.
A-B-E-T.
And he
and
Kelly.
Hey, BT, who your daddy? Who your daddy, boy? Who your daddy, boy? You come on your daddy, tell boy. You come on your daddy, tell him, say hello, baby. What's up, BT? Say hello. Say hey, daddy. Say hey, daddy, BT. Hey, Whit. What you want, son?
They should run your motherfucking ass on I-95, motherfucker. You the fakest bitch up there.
Hey, you know what, BT?
You got a show, right?
BET, you got a show, BET. You on Cadillac
yeah.
show right now, BET.
Right.
It's one thing I want to say about my son. That's my son, BET. Anytime my son want to come where his daddy at, he welcome. My son want to come where his daddy at, he come.
BET,
you got to show your kids how much you love
them. Hey, BET, why you being disrespectful?
Hey, BET, why I tell you about your mouth? Your daddy ain't gonna let your mouth like that, BET. I'm gonna put some soap in there, BET. BET, say hello to your daddy. Say hello to your daddy, BET. BET?
He ain't gonna say nothing.
Hold on.
Can I win? Did I win?
Just like this.
Hey, everybody, we having a good show. BET, we love you.
We had a good show. My son came on the show, and he mad at his daddy, but it's okay. He'll get over it. See, that's how you got to do your kids. You still got to show them love. He's getting cracked that whip on the head. That's my son.
BET, we love you, dog. BET, we love you.
I love my son, you, boy.
Hey, BET, your show Wednesday night, not Friday night.
Anytime my son want to come on the show, he's welcome. That's my boy.
Mr. Cadillac, all I can say is, look, just keep this show real, dude. This is where we started 8 weeks ago. Keep this show real.
That's right. That's right, DC.
Keep it real.
DC, you know, baby.
But, no, this is DC. Hey, this is DC.
You know, hey, DC.
Hey,
DC. We just having fun.
Hold on. He's speaking to me. DC, I got action. I'm about to give me some pussy. My ass is on the way right now. And we keeping it real. I got a chick on the way. But, Cadillac, I've been here with you from day one. So just keep your show real, man. Don't let it get taken over.
Hey.
That's BET, man. We love BET.
They run Baby Boy off the show, didn't they?
Truck driver, I love you.
Hey, where my son at? Where my boy at? Where my boy?
BET, your daddy calling you. BET, your daddy calling you.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Why you let them folks run Baby Boy off the show?
Baby Boy been gone for the last 2.5 hours. Baby Boy been gone for the last 2.5 hours. Daddy on the phone. Right. See, this your daddy. Boy, I told you about your mouth.
I love you, truck driver.